City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MoneyPit.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope that you guys had a very excellent New Year's celebration and that we are all looking forward and feeling optimistic about the year ahead. We are feeling very optimistic about helping you with your home improvement projects, your home decor, your remodeling, your reno projects. If you got one that you're planning, one that you're thinking about doing, or one that maybe you tried last year and put off for a while and need some help getting it going again, give us a call because we would love to help. The way to get in touch with us is by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, adding radiant heat to your home's floor can provide a very comfortable and energy-efficient home, not to mention stopping that shock of setting foot on a cold floor. First thing in the morning, it's awful. We're going to highlight two systems that can work for both new and existing homes.
And if you have a wood-burning fireplace or stove, you know that gathering and chopping firewood is hard work. Well, that hard work can be undone all too easily if you don't store that wood properly before you toss it into the fireplace. We're going to tell you how.
And are you tired of feeling, well, tired? You know, for many people, the shorter and colder days can bring on a case of the blues that can impact your mood, your focus, and your energy. So we're going to share some of our energy with easy DIY pick-me-ups that will help your spirit just ahead.
But first, what's on your New Year to-do list? What's this project that you're thinking about getting done this New Year? Maybe you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation. Consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, whatever it is. We are here for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
Post your questions at MoneyPit.com or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Ready to talk about basements. We've got Charles from Maryland on the line. What is going on?
I got a problem with water coming in over a new French drain system that was put in. The house was remodeled, and the French drain system was put in the basement 7 years ago. And about a year and a half ago, all of a sudden, we started getting water coming in on certain rains, rains that either involved wind or heavy downpours that is like coming in on the top of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I can't figure that out. I eliminated one thing. There was a drain pipe that came around from the back of the house that had garage roof water coming through it.
Right.
And that seemed to take care of a problem during the summer. But recently, in two storms that were heavy downpours, we had, water come in. And I'm talking maybe maybe six, maybe 30 gallons of water total on the floor.
That's a lot.
I sucked up. Well, it is, but I sucked it up with the wet pack.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Which and probably holds 5 gallons, and you did it six times.
Correct. Yes, you're right. And I did put mulch up against the house the last time happening. But the problem is that the water coming onto the floor I noticed was had a black dye in it, which is the black dye from the mulch.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. First of all, whenever you have water that gets into a basement consistent with rainfall, it is never, ever caused by rising water tables. And rising water tables is really the only reason that you would need a French drain system.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that the water is getting in has everything to do with the drainage conditions outside. And it sounds to me like you're sort of attacking it a little bit, but there's some component of it that's missing. So let's kind of step back and cover the basics. First of all, you need to make sure that your gutters exist on every eave of the house. Secondly, they've got to be absolutely clean. They have to make sure, and including the downspouts, you have to make sure that you have enough downspouts. You need one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of water, so you can try to maybe a roof surface, sorry, so you can rough that out in your head. And then every single one of those downspouts must be discharging at least 4, 5, 6, or 7 feet away from the house.
Right.
It can't be draining anywhere near the foundation. Those first few feet of soil have to be kept as dry as possible. Now, if that's done and done perfectly, the only thing left is the grading. You add mulch to try to address that, but mulch doesn't really address it because that's kind of like laying sponges around your house. What you want to do is use clean fill dirt, not topsoil and not mulch. Clean fill dirt, least expensive dirt you can find. You can order some up from a landscape supply house. Have a small truckload of it delivered, and you want to add to the foundation perimeter, and you want to slope it so that it drops 6 inches over 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that slight slope to it. Now, once you get that in there and it slopes, it's tamped in there well, you can use a hand tamping iron to pack it down. After it slopes properly and gets in there, then you can add some mulch on top of that to prevent erosion, or you could put a little topsoil over it and plant grass seed in the spring. But you've got to take care of the gutters and the grading, and that's going to do it. You can prove this to yourself if you question it. The next time you have one of those very severe storms, you know, throw on your galoshes and your rain gear and go outside and watch what's happening with that water.
Right.
And I bet you you're going to see something is overwhelmed or overflowing in some place that you didn't expect, and maybe even in a couple areas. And once that water gets in around the foundation, it can connect with the concrete slab, and we've seen it pop up, you know, 10, 20, 30 feet away from the source. In fact, Leslie, I'll never forget the time that you was early on in our career when you came home from a trip and found...
stepped into a very squishy basement floor.
And it turned out, was it a ball or a toy or something that they blocked one downspout?
No, it had disconnected in a buried downspout.
Oh,
so the downspout went into the ground and completely separated from the connecting point that then redirected all that water. And it just was ponding in this one area. And I guess it completely, though, came into the basement in another part.
Yep, just finds its way over. So that's what you need to do. Focus on that drainage, and that's going to solve this for you, Charles, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Good luck. You're very welcome. Good luck with that project, and let us know how you make out.
I will do. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, now we're heading over to Patty in Illinois, who's got a toilet that is running constantly. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it doesn't run constantly, but it runs about 5 seconds, you know, several times an hour. And it's gone to the point that my water bill has gone up quite a bit, and I'm needing to know if I need a new toilet or if I need new seals or a new handle pump, or what would you think?
It's actually an easy fix, and I mean, this tends to happen kind of regularly. You know, unfortunately, people don't realize that there's actually some level of toilet maintenance because, you know, it's just an appliance in your house that's there and you use it and you expect it to work. But inside the tank itself, there's a fill and a flush valve, and those need to be replaced not that often, but, you know, every couple of years or so. And, of course, now that you're dealing with this water running issue, Tom, is it Fluid Master?
Yeah, Fluid Master is sort of a mainstay of replacement valve parts. And, you know, they just wear out.
Patty, over time. So this is a pretty easy fix.
And, I mean, it's probably $10 to get both of them. But if you go to Fluid Master's website, the only reason I recommend that is because on their website they've got a really great how-to video so you can actually see what the fill valve is, what the flush valve, the flapper valve, so you know exactly what you're looking at and how to replace it. And it's a really easy do-it-yourself project that you can, you know, do confidently and, you know, definitely decrease your water bill.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for taking my call. Love your show.
You're very welcome, Patty. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, even during this new year. Let's make it a great one, guys. Let us help you get those new projects done. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, radiant heat can provide for a warm and comfortable floor. But is a radiant system more energy efficient than radiators or a forced hot air system? We'll have those answers when the Money Pit returns.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And the Money Pit is available by podcast, which, guys, has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. Woohoo!
We invite you to join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Dave in Prescott, Arizona on the line who's got a question for us. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got a 1,300 square foot upper deck, and I don't want it to leak to the lower deck, but it's a lot of area, obviously.
Wow. Yeah.
And they put Cool Deck on it like 18 years ago or 17 okay. years ago yeah. when they built the house.
Okay.
You know, Cool Deck like a pool.
Yes.
And we had 33 inches of snow 2 years ago. It broke all the seals from each piece of plywood.
Did you file a homeowner's insurance claim for that? Because it was brought on by the storm. It seems like you could have.
No, I didn't. I didn't even think of that, to be quite yeah. honest.
Yeah, well.
The problem is it was screwed down with, like, deck screws.
Yep.
But the Cool Deck over top of it, you can't get the screws out.
Right, yeah.
I've tried a Sawzall. I've tried just mm-hmm. about everything. I don't want to screw yeah. the beams up. They're not rotted, but the plywood is actually rotted. Mm-hmm. And it's plywood. It's not that OSB stuff.
Yeah. Now, tell me about this deck. So you say it's 1,300 square feet. That's a heck of a big deck. What's underneath it? Is there living space underneath this?
No, there's not. There's a porch underneath it.
Okay.
And we don't really want it to leak down to the porch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was doing a wood deck really anywhere in the country, I would be using fiberglass on top of traditional wood deck sheeting, because fiberglass is incredibly durable and 100% waterproof, whether you had living space under it or not. Now, in your case, you know, you're over a porch. You know, it's outdoor space. It certainly is sort of like living space. It's not, you know, it's not your bedroom or your bathroom or your living room, but it still needs the same kind of protection. It needs to be completely waterproof. And the situation that you find yourself in is because it wasn't put down right to begin with. It's kind of hard to figure out how to fix it, because you can't get to the problem where the problem that caused it in the first place. Let's go back to my comment, though, about homeowners insurance, because if this was caused by a storm, it's one point in time where this failure occurred. You might still be able, if you're with your same home insurance company, you might still be able to get a claim here and have them rip the whole thing off and replace it, start from the bottom up, because, frankly, that's what has to be done.
Yeah, all the joists underneath are fine and all that.
Right. When was the storm?
It was 2 years ago.
Well, you know, you might want to have a conversation with a public adjuster, see if they think there's an opportunity to claim it. You can say that it, you know, it's something that revealed itself over time, but it was caused by that storm incident, because it really has to be taken completely off. And if I did that in my case, I think I would go with a fiberglass deck and not the structure that's there now, because I would want to do it once, do it right, not have to do it again. I wish I had better news for you. We can't improve a project that wasn't done right to begin with, Dave. Does that make sense?
Well, I know it went through inspection and all that stuff, but, you know, that's, like I said, 16 or 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe it was proper or whatever, but fiberglass will give that much?
Fiberglass is incredibly durable, yeah. We use it all the time here in the Northeast. It can take the snow. It can take the heat. It can have a texture put into it so that you're not slippery. So I would definitely look into that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I never thought about fiberglass.
All right, we'll give it a shot. Dave, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, for many of you, one of the most unpleasant steps that you can take in your home is onto a cold floor with bare feet. And that's just one of the reasons adding radiant heat to your floor is a great idea. Not only does it stop toe shock, that's right, that's what we're going to call it, it's toe shock, but it can actually make your entire home more comfortable and help cut down on your energy bills.
Yeah, that's right. So there are two types of radiant heat, hydronic and electric. Hydronic, of course, being hot water radiant heat, and electric being electric. So deciding what kind is best comes down to installation and energy efficiency. So first, let's talk about hydronic radiant heat. You can use it throughout the house. It's very effective. It's extremely efficient. It's usually installed into a tracked floor. So there's a subfloor that has grooves in it. There's a special type of plywood that you can lay PEX in, that's cross-linked polyethylene. That's a new kind of plumbing pipe. And then that PEX is covered with a regular subfloor, and then your finished floor goes on top of that. And that means that the entire floor surface is radiated upwards and keeps you very, very warm. Of course, because it requires
pretty much a replacement of those floors, it's usually best for a new house or a new addition. Now, if you just want to do a small area of your home, like, say, your bathroom floor, electric radiant is the way to go. Perfect for that supplemental heat in the bathroom, maybe under the tile in the kitchen. It's much more expensive to run. It's not very efficient, but it could be a good choice for those contained spaces, especially when you couple it with a programmable thermostat so it only runs when needed, like, you know, when you hop in the shower or first thing in the morning. You can put it on a timer. The installation is pretty straightforward. There is usually a mat that is laid down under a finished floor like a tile, and the mat is sized for the space in the room. It is wired to a circuit and a thermostat, and it pretty much just runs like any other electric heating circuit from there on out. So hydronic or electric, both good systems for warm floor heating, one mostly for new construction and the other for just an update of an area like a kitchen or a bath.
Marcia in Illinois needs some help getting a window unstuck. Tell us about it.
I have a window over my sink in my kitchen, so I have to lean over the sink to raise this window. And it's always been extremely hard to get up or down. And I just don't know what to do with it. I think I've tried WD-40.
Is this a wood window, Marcia?
Yes, it's a wood window.
So probably over the years, it's gotten bigger, swollen in its place, and it's gotten tighter in the jams. And I'll presume with paint, too, over the years that didn't make it any better. So why don't you think about a replacement window? I mean, look, we can talk to you about taking this whole window apart and sanding down the jams and sanding down the sashes and making it easier to use and replacing the cords and the balance and all that work. But I think this would be a good time to treat yourself to a replacement window. You don't have to do all the windows in the house. You know, you can buy a double-hung replacement window in a home center today for a couple $100, and it's a pretty good quality window. So you may want to think about replacing just this one window, or in the alternative, you can pull the trim off, you can take the sashes apart, and you could sand them, and sand them well. And that will make them a little bit smaller all the way around and make them easier to operate. And, of course, also make sure that the balances are working. Now, if it's an old wood window, you may have cords or chains that go up, and you want to make sure that they're still attached because that gives you a little bit of assistance as you open and close the window.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice. I guess I'll have to invest in a new window.
I think it's going to be easier than all the work it would take to get the old window working. And I'm all for easy. And that's why I suggest that. Okay, Marcia? Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, look, if you got these old windows, I mean, you can work on them and put 8-10 hours into a window, and sure, it'll be just as good as new. But why? You know, it's still going to be an old drafty wood window when you can go buy a double-pane vinyl-clad window, replacement window that slips inside the existing opening and just have better energy efficiency and a window that really works. Tilt in to clean, you know, the works. Just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're still going to have to reach over that sink. It's just going to be easier to work.
Exactly.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you're working on, whether it's a home repair or home improvement question, project, problem. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. Let this new year be awesome for you guys, and let's start making the house a great place to be. Up next, if you've gone through all the work to chop that firewood or even the expense to have it hauled all to your house, don't let any of that effort and expense go to waste. We're going to share some tips to get the biggest bang for your buck when burning that wood just ahead.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mark in Wisconsin is having a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, yes. We have
lots of trees in around their house, and so in the fall they fill up with leaves, and also we have pine needles and lots of acorns. So I was wondering what product you would recommend for curtailing that issue.
Well, there are many, many, many different types of gutter guards, as I'm sure you know. You know, the basic screening that we kind of all grew up with as the very first gutter guard is somewhat effective, but it's high maintenance because all of those, especially those pine needles, get right through that. You end up having to pull the screens off to clean it. So one product you might want to think about is these type of gutter guards that essentially let the leaves wash off the gutter, but takes the water into the gutter. They lay on top of the gutter. They go up under the first roof shingle, and they work on the principle of surface tension. As the water runs down the roof, it comes across this gutter guard, and it goes over sort of a curved edge into the gutter, but the leaves wash off the type, off the top. There's many different manufacturers that make this, but I've seen them work and work very well in most situations. If you happen to have a roof that has a high pitch with a lot of force in that water coming down, heavy rainstorm, I can see it also bounce right off of that and go over the side of the house, which you don't want it to do. The other thing that you might want to think about is if you do choose to use one of the screen systems, make sure it's a hinged system. And these screen systems today have hinges so that you can lift them up every 4 feet or so, get your hand in there, and clean out the junk in the gutter.
Oh, okay. I've never seen a hinge system before.
On the MoneyPit.com website, MoneyPit.com, we have an article called Cost of Gutter Guards, Are They Worth It? Tips to Select the Best Way to Prevent Clogged Gutters, which describes about a dozen different types of gutter guards that are on the market right now. So take a look at that, and hopefully that will help you out.
Okay, sounds real good. Thank you so much.
Well, chopping and moving firewood is hard work that can be undone very easily if you don't store the wood properly before tossing it into the fire.
Yeah, now the key is to keep it dry. When firewood gets wet, that wood isn't going to burn properly. It's going to put out more steam and smoke than actual heat.
Now, it's always best to store firewood up off the ground by stacking it on a base or on a firewood rack. And also, don't make this key mistake. I used to see it all the time when I was inspecting homes, and that is don't lean the pile of firewood against the side of your house or make it too tight against the side of the house, because it will attract termites and carpenter ants, and they will shoot right into your house to extend their meal from dinner through to dessert.
Yeah, it could be a mess. But you know what? Even though it looks so cute next to the house, just don't put it there. All right, guys. Now, when you're stacking it, you want to pack the firewood snugly, but make sure you leave enough airflow to minimize the risk of mold and mildew. And don't stack it higher than 4 feet unless your rack or however you're placing it has side supports.
Yeah, and by the way, even if you do have those side supports, you want to keep the top of the pile level so it won't collapse and fall as you're using it. And lastly, keep that firewood stored outdoors under a waterproof cover so it stays dry, and that will get that blaze burning much more quickly. 888-666-3974. Do you have a home improvement question, a reno question, a remodeling question that we can help with? Reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Cheryl in Texas on the line who's looking to redo a bathroom and make it more modern with just a shower. How can we help you?
Well, I am the mother of 4 sons, and as they get bigger, they no longer like to get in the bathtub. And
right.
Okay. We find that they are always in my room, in my shower. We're wanting to take out the tub that's in their bathroom and turn it into a shower. My issue is I don't have a lot of space. It's a Hollywood bath, and then the tub and toilet are in a separate little room that you can close off. Mm-hmm. And the door facing of that little room sits right next to the tub itself. So my question is when I pull that tub out, the plan was to put a shower pan down and tile the area and then put a glass door, either a sliding door on there. Will that be a wide enough space if it's only the width of a standard tub?
Cheryl, I think you definitely can find a shower pan that can fit the width of that tub
sort of elbow to elbow if you're standing in it. I mean, think about it. If you're in the tub, you're taking a shower, right? You got room on the, to the right and to the left of you. So we want a shower pan that essentially is the same size. Now, when it comes to residential prefabricated shower pans, they start at around 24 by 24. So that's 2 foot square. You know, that would be probably, you know, the smallest that you would need, but you might be able to go up even bigger. But a little trick of the trade, if you were to find, for example, that for whatever reason, the way this room is configured, a 24 by 24 would not work, then you should shop for a smaller shower pan, which you will find sold for RVs, recreational vehicles, because they have tiny showers in them, right? And there's a whole host of RV shower pans that are smaller than 24 by 24. I don't think you're going to need it. I think you'll be fine starting there, maybe even going up. But the size of the shower pan is what you want to figure out first, and then you can basically build around that. Okay? Does that make sense?
Sure. That's what I want to do. Okay.
All right, Cheryl. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Happy New Year, everybody. What are you working on at your Money Pit in this brand new year? Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand 24/7. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, are you feeling the winter blues? We'll be back with a few small improvements to help lift the spirits next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Where home
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Now, if you enjoy the radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Lori, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a Chamberlain 1/4 horsepower garage door opener, and it has no remotes. We bought the house as is, so we have no remotes for it. Also, it has a keypad on the outside, which I'm unable to use. So my question was, if I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, would a universal remote work, or do I have to call a garage door company out to sell us a Chamberlain remote and program it?
Why don't you do this? Why don't you get the model number of the Chamberlain garage door opener, which is probably printed on the back of the unit, go to the Chamberlain website, and get the owner's manual for the door opener. With that owner's manual, you should be able to program the keypad. It'll tell you the right sequence to do that. And also, you most likely can find out from Chamberlain exactly which remote is designed to work with that unit. Now, Chamberlain's a very good company, and in fact, they have a new technology that's called MyQ. And the cool thing about the MyQ technology is you can actually put this MyQ unit in your garage, and then you'll be able to open and close your garage door with your smartphone. So they're way ahead of the game on this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, too. Is this one too old to do that?
I think it actually works on every garage door opener that was built after 1996, so it may not be. It might be fine.
I can't remember if it's 96 or 94.
Yeah, it goes back over 10 years.
Good. Okay, this one's about 6 years old.
I think that's how I would proceed. I would not just go buy something and hope it works. I would do the research, and you'll figure it out. Okay, Lori?
Okay, I'll go on their webpage. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many people, the shorter and colder days bring on a case of the blues called seasonal affect disorder, and it can impact your mood, your focus, and your energy. Now, if that sounds familiar, here's one reason to smile. Many folks find that a few easy changes in your living space can spruce up your home and your spirits.
Yep. So first, improve lighting. Now, one reason that sad impacts your mood is your body's response to the lack of lighting. So always look for ways to improve the lighting in your home. Update the light bulbs, remove or reduce window treatments, allow for as much sunshine to get in as possible. Now, you can also even pick up a UV light that will simulate natural light, and that can be helpful in making you feel much better.
Now, you might also consider planting an indoor garden. Colorful flowers, even herbs, can go a long way toward improving your physical and your mental health. Just make sure to choose a location that gets plenty of sunlight, since most vegetables need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight every day to grow and to thrive.
And to put a smile on your face from the front door, why not add some pick-me-up to that space and raise your spirits before you step inside? Polish the hardware, swap out a doormat, small changes that go a long way. New paint on a door or new hardware brings even more freshness to that area.
And finally, don't forget to please the most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus scents are known to energize and to rejuvenate, and jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression and sadness. Now, use the oils or incense or even candles to add that aroma to your living space, and you'll feel so much better.
For more great ideas to spruce up your space for winter, visit moneypit.com.
Cynthia in New York is on the line, and there seems to be a whole host of problems going on with this tile floor. I was going to start itemizing, but why don't you just tell us what's going on?
My house was built in 1948. It's oak hardwood floors throughout. I bought 12-inch square ceramic tile from Lowe's in order to put in an area coming in from the front door going through the foyer area. Last year I had it installed, and it was during a heavy rainstorm, so the repair people cut the tiles right inside my house and created tremendous cement dust throughout. And when the installers left, they told me that the grout should be sealed, which I did using a special spray can, and they said that they would return to finish on the edges to prevent tripping, et cetera, because it was raised slightly higher than the rest of the floors. After a few weeks, I noticed movement of the tiles, and then a couple cracked, And now all of the tiles move, and the kraut in the heaviest traveling areas has turned brown when I wet mop it. The rest remains white.
Okay, so Cynthia, let me just summarize this. Essentially, you've had this tile down for less than a year, and the tiles are getting loose?
Yes.
All right, so the installation was not done correctly. The grout, the porosity of the grout, whether it's getting brown, red, yellow, or blue, I really don't care so much about because that's all meaningless when the tiles are not adhered well. So the problem here is that the installation sounds like it was done incorrectly. I don't know how they adhered the tiles. I don't know how they prepared the floor, but there is no way that tiles should be loosening up inside of a year and having all of these problems associated with them. So this is a situation where it really is the installer's responsibility. And if you can get that installer back, I think they owe you a new floor.
Yeah. I can't stick one here and stick one there or that sort of thing.
You're fighting a losing battle, okay? Because, you know, you saw it right away. They started to loosen up right away. Now it's just getting worse. And the reason the tiles crack is because they're not supported evenly underneath. So this all comes down to installation. If the floor was put down correctly, those tiles would be rock solid. And so far as the grout is concerned, yeah, I mean, you do seal the grout. It is a maintenance issue to maintain it. I'm not so concerned about that. It certainly wouldn't crumble if the tiles were secure. But that really is the issue. The tiles have to be removed at this point. The adhesive has to be pulled out. You may need another layer of underlayment. I'm not quite sure, again, how it was attached. And if it's done correctly, though, it literally can last indefinitely. Cynthia, thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, and good luck with that project.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question, right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, a noisy home office can be very distracting. I mean, we're all working from home a lot more, so we've got to make it the perfect office space. We're going to help one of our listeners with that when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you planning for 2021 in terms of fix-up projects or reno projects? Give us a call right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll help you get started.
Andrew in Pennsylvania posted a question that I think a lot of people can relate to. I need to quiet down my home office. You guys, you probably never realized how noisy things were in your house until you've spent so much time in it.
Y'all had home offices and nobody else was home.
Right, truly. Well, Andrew's writing, is it possible to insulate an interior wall without removing the drywall? I guess he's looking to help quiet it down.
Yeah, you know, he's making an assumption that a lot of people make, Leslie, and that is that insulation quiets walls. That insulation by itself is going to sound dead. And the truth is, it doesn't. You know, insulation by itself actually doesn't do very much at all. So you need to have a better strategy. So I'm going to give you a couple other things that you can think about. First of all, one way to do this simple way with existing walls is to put a second layer of drywall over the layers of drywall you have right now. And then in between those layers, you're going to adhere them with a special type of sound deadening adhesive that is simply known as green glue. And if you Google green glue for sound, you'll find all the information on this. It basically creates that airspace between layers of drywall that helps to absorb all the sound. Now, the other option is if you were perhaps doing a new installation is to add a product called Quiet Rock. And there are other products that are similar to this, but they're sound-deadening drywall. So basically, the drywall itself is designed with a sound-deadening system sort of built into it. Now, if you do have the wall framing exposed, to kind of circle back to insulation, one type of insulation actually is effective in reducing sound, and it's rock wool. Rock wool has a version that is specifically designed to be a sound-reducing insulation. And I've actually seen this stuff being demonstrated at very loud places, and it does work pretty darn well. But to do that, of course, you have to tear off the existing wall, the drywall that's there now, and pretty much start insulating from scratch. But regular fiberglass just doesn't do the trick. You need to use a specialized insulation or to double the drywall that you have right now.
All right, next up, we've got a post here from Jim in Ohio. Now, Jim writes, my attic currently has blown in fiberglass insulation about 5 to 6 inches deep and is ventilated with soffit vents and an attic fan. I'd like to remove the fiberglass insulation and replace it with spray foam. Is it okay to apply spray and foam to the ceiling joists? And if so, does any of the wiring or ductwork or electrical boxes have to be protected from the foam?
Well, Jim, I actually did this exact project, and the insulation that we had was actually probably close to 6 or 8 inches deep, but it was in the floor level, and it was ventilated. And what we decided to do was left that insulation in that floor level because there was no really reason to pull that out. And then when we added the spray foam insulation, we did spray up and around and across the roof rafters, essentially. And the reason we can do that is because spray foam insulated homes basically turn those attics, which are unconditioned space, into conditioned space, and you don't need ventilation, you don't have to worry about moisture issues, so that was definitely the way to go. But before I did that, I did go through and secured all the loose wires and make sure everything was tidied up, and then we sprayed right on top of everything. So short answer is yes, you can spray over it, but I would take some time to tidy it up first.
All right, Jim, good luck with that. Hopefully your attic will make your house nice and cozy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that we've given you some tips and ideas to take on the DIY projects you'd like to get done. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or whether you're hiring a pro, you can count on us to help get you started off on the right foot. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. The nation's biggest immunization rollout in history facing pushback from an unlikely source.
Healthcare workers who witnessed COVID-19's devastation firsthand are refusing shots in surprising numbers. It's happening in nursing homes and to a lesser degree in hospitals. Some employees expressing what experts say are unfounded fears of side effects from vaccines that were developed at record speed. Some administrators have dangled everything from free breakfast at Waffle House to a raffle for a car to get employees to roll up their sleeves. John Scott reporting.
Democrats in Congress are swiftly laying plans to impeach President Trump again, and some Republicans are joining the call this time. Impeachment proceedings could begin in a matter of days. The incoming chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee calling the Capitol a crime scene with evidence that needs to be preserved. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia has written 11 telecommunications and social media companies asking them to immediately preserve content and associated metadata. The man photographed smiling, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern during the melee, is among dozens who've been arrested, and according to officials.
Adam Johnson of Florida was arrested Friday night. He was quickly ID'd on social media and had posted about being there. The man who sat in Pelosi's office chair with his feet up, Richard Barnett of Arkansas, was also arrested, as was the man dressed as a bare-chested Viking, Jake Angeli of Arizona, and Doug Jensen of Iowa, the man apparently seen on video leading a mob up the stairs chasing a lone officer who tried to hold them back. Then there's West Virginia state lawmaker Derek Evans, who posted video online fist bumping with a police officer. He was arrested. Meanwhile, Seattle's interim police chief says two officers are on administrative leave and under investigation after being seen on social media there. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A woman has died in what appears to be New Zealand's first fatal shark attack in 8 years.
Emergency services responded to reports of a woman injured in the water at Wahai Beach, a popular tourist spot 95 miles southeast of Auckland. Officials report the woman was dragged from the water with leg wounds and attempts to resuscitate her on the beach failed. A vacationing doctor joined paramedics to no avail. The last fatal shark attack in New Zealand was in February 2013. Patrick Frost reporting.
More and more airlines are saying no to emotional support animals. United Airlines, the latest, no longer accepting the animals, starting with flights in February. It will now let trained service dogs fly for free in the cabin, but owners of other animals will have to pay a pet fee to put them in the cargo hold or a carrier that fits under the seat. Alaska, American, and Delta have announced similar changes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. COVID-19 is putting a lot of pressure on hospitals all over Britain.
We see a continual wave of patients coming in who have COVID. We see ambulances alert. We're alerted to an ambulance coming in, and it says pandemic flu. And we know we've got yet another patient who's coming in with COVID symptoms.
And Dr. Catherine Henderson is the president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine. She says a lot of patients are really sick.
They're major patients. In other words, they need to be in a cubicle. They need to be admitted. They need to have a hospital bed, and we're struggling to get them into the system, into the hospital, because beds are really tight because there are so many patients who are needing care for COVID.
A Boeing 737-500 jet carrying 62 people lost contact with air traffic controllers 4 minutes after taking off from Indonesia's capital on a domestic flight early this morning. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboard to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this weekend? Are you planning a home improvement project? You doing a little fix-up or decor? We'd love to help you get the job done, but you got to help yourself first. Reach out and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your home improvement and decor questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on this episode, the right combination of kitchen lighting can beautify your space while improving the functionality of work areas. We're going to highlight some of the best options for ambient, task, and accent lighting in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
Plus, we hear a lot these days about ways to make sure that the air inside of our homes is clean. But unfortunately, a lot of that advice is just plain wrong. We're going to talk with expert Jeff May, author of My Home is Killing Me, on what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong to breathe easy inside our homes.
Plus, we love home improvement hacks that help us get stuff done. We picked out our four favorites to share just ahead.
But first, what's on your to-do list? Are you thinking about a project you'd like to get done in this new year? You know, from bathrooms to basements, demolition to decor, and gardening to garages, we share non-biased expertise that'll help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get going. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Tom in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a house that's about, it was built in 2007. It's about 2,700 square feet. And we have two air conditioner heat pump, you know, electric air conditioning heat pump units in it. And we've just been having, you know, a headache after headache with trying to cool the house and heat the house with them. You know, we have a vaulted, like a kind of a vaulted ceiling, which looked great when we bought the house, and the registers are on the floor. But we're constantly, you know, the air conditioning and the heat units are just running and running and running and running and running and never really cooling down the house or heating down the house. The insulation is excellent in the house. You know, I'm trying to figure out any alternatives. We do have a gas fireplace, which basically really doesn't heat the house much. But
first of all, you're saying that it doesn't work in the cooling mode or the heating mode. Is that correct?
No, the cooling mode, it does work. But, you know, it cools the house down, but it seems like the units run a lot. You know, not, and actually, to be quite honest with you, we put some tint and stuff on some of the windows where they're getting direct sunlight. But the heating side of it is just terrible. My kids are freezing on the second floor. We have a bonus room over the garage, which is pretty much insulated. We keep that door closed. It stays cool in there, and it just runs cold all the time. And when I bring guys, you know, people out to look at it, they say the units run fine, but, you know, you might want to put ductwork here, ductwork there, ductwork here.
Well, I mean, there may be some truth to that. First of all, the fact of the matter is that you need to understand that heat pump systems work different than fossil fuel systems. A fossil fuel system is going to warm air up and it'll come out of the register at, like, you know, 125, 135 degrees. A heat pump works different. A heat pump is going to throw air out at maybe 90 degrees. And so very often with a heat pump, you hear complaints of that, well, it blows cold air. Well, it doesn't really blow cold air, but the fact is that if you have a little moisture on your skin, you put your hand in front of it, that moisture evaporates and that makes it feel very chilly. And that's one of the reasons it's uncomfortable. Then, of course, if it can't keep up with demand, then it switches to its backup system, which is electric resistance heat. And, of course, that's really expensive to run. The heat pump thermostat is designed to maintain a 2-degree temperature differential between what it is in the house and what you set it at. So if you set it at 72 degrees, and it falls to 70 in the house, the heat pump will come on. If it falls to 69 or 68, the electric resistance heat will come on. Now the air coming out of the ducts is going to be much warmer, but you just more than doubled your expense. Now, if the system is not doing its job, there's a couple of things I would look at before I thought about replacing it, one of which is the duct design. Because if you're not getting enough return air back to those units, then that could definitely be a contributing factor. You said that you've addressed the insulation part of it. In terms of your thermostat, are you on a clock setback thermostat?
Yeah, and we have it. I mean, it's at 66 degrees in the wintertime. That's what we have, 66 and 67. We don't ever.
Maybe your kids are cold just because you haven't turned the thermostat up.
Well, we're from up north, so we can deal with that. But what happens is when it starts running and running and running and running and running, it's just like, that's all I keep hearing, you know, like every 2 seconds, click, 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 click. But, you know, we have the option of propane, and, you know, being from up north, I lived with wood-burning stoves, and, you know, I grew up in Vermont, and, you know, we had oil heat and electric backup for emergencies and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just wondering if there's anything on the propane side that might be more efficient.
Well, certainly if you went to any kind of a fossil fuel system, it's going to put out warmer air. But I would want to make sure that the duct system was properly designed and installed before I do that. Because if you change out your furnace and it turns out that the duct system isn't installed properly or designed properly, you know, if I was going to make a change, I would not want to just kind of get a seat-of-the-pants opinion by an HVAC technician. I would want somebody who designs these systems for a living, giving you a good reasoned explanation as to what's wrong with the system and why it needs to be fixed. I want you to guard against, you know, the handy guy that comes out that maybe just most of the furnace service going, well, you could throw a duct in here, throw a duct in there. That's not what you want. I mean, there's a science behind this. It's not a guess. You can figure out how many BTUs you need to heat a house, how many BTUs you need to cool a house. It's called a heat loss analysis or heat loss calculation. And somebody that does this professionally can handle that. So I would take a look at the duct system first, see if it really is designed correctly, because frankly, many times it's not. And then based on that, decide if you want to change to a different type of heating system or perhaps even add supplemental heat on your own. For example, you might decide that in that bonus room where it's cold all the time, that maybe some electric baseboard radiators in there would be a very inexpensive way to pick up just a little bit of heat, extra heat when you need it, assuming it doesn't need to be on all the time. You know, could be a low installation cost, certainly a lot less than replacing your furnace, and you could just have it when you want it. But take a look at the duct design first. 9 out of 10 times, that's the source of this kind of issue as you've described it.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, the right combination of kitchen lighting can beautify your space, improve work areas, and maybe even make you a better cook because you can see what you're doing. We're going to share tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Did you know, guys, that the Money Pit is also available by podcast, which has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts?
You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Anne in Florida needs some help with a flooring project. What can we do for you today?
I'm going to rip up my carpet. I have concrete underneath, and I want to put down the ceramic tile that looks like hardwood. And are you familiar with the product?
I am very much so. I've actually used it on several projects.
Oh, and my question was also, should I wait and not do it right away, that they're going to even have better looking, the wood look? I was told that it's supposed to get even better.
I imagine that with all things, you know, when you wait, things get better. But wood grain tile has actually been quite popular for probably 4 or 5 years now, so I've seen it greatly improve. Depending on how much you want to spend on it, and I'm not sure what manufacturers you've looked at, but a good price point is a manufacturer called Dal Tile, D-A-L Tile, and they're sold through, you know, tile stores, so it's you can call Dal Tile and take a look. And they have one line called Yacht Club, which is fairly new for them, and it's like a 6-inch by 24-inch wood plank, but it's a ceramic tile. It comes in a couple of different colors. I think it lays really nicely. It has a good texture of wood, and it comes in some color palettes that I think are very realistic, and the way it fits together, it looks as if it were a real wood,
like
a wood floor. It doesn't have a big grout line. Like, they have another one in their line called Timber Glen, and that's a really big plank, but the way it pieces together, you see a lot of a grout line, so that kind of looks weird. You know, not as realistic wood as you might expect. So if you do go with a wood look tile that does have a predominant grout line, I would choose a grout that's similar in color to the tile.
Uh-huh. I've seen the tile where the tile is like wood planks.
Yeah, that's exactly what this looks like. It looks like wood planks. And I will caution you, though, that you're talking about any tile that's 24 inches long in one direction like this is going to need an extraordinary amount of support underneath it. So you have to be very careful to follow the manufacturer's instructions when it comes to prepping the floor before the tile is laid. If there's any flex or bend or unevenness in that floor, eventually this tile is going to crack. You don't want that to happen. So you want to make sure that the floor is properly supported to take a bigger, big tile. You know, when we used to have mosaics years ago, it didn't really matter if the floors were flexible, so to speak, or not, because there was a joint every 1 inch in a mosaic tile. With a 24-inch long tile, that's not going to bend. It's going to break. So you want to make sure the floor is really strong before you do that installation, okay?
Yes. Okay. Great.
All right, Ann, good luck with that project.
Well, the right combination of kitchen lighting can beautify your space and improve your work areas and maybe even make you a better cook, because it'll just be so much easier to see what you're doing. We're going to share tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
That's right. Kitchens do require three types of lighting, and they're ambient, task, and accent. Now, for ambient lighting, this really is the overall light in your room, and that's generally provided by larger fixtures and even natural light from your windows. Task lighting is going to be focused and calibrated to very specific work areas, like a spot on your counter or the island, or even like a kitchen desk space, but it's focused to a specific area so that you can actually do a task. And accent lighting does just that. It accents and highlights architectural details or objects within your redesigned space, such as kitchen lighting that maybe points up from the top of your cabinets, you know, something interesting that's sort of like an extra.
Now, when you design your light plan, you want to realize that more light in the kitchen is not necessarily better. Smart lighting is, so make sure you match the amount of light and the quality of light to the function for each area of the room. Now, aside from electric lighting, think about how you're using natural lighting. For example, kitchens are great places to skip window treatments because windows can contribute to the ambient light in the room. If you leave those window coverings off, you can boost the brightness level very significantly.
Now, you can also pull in natural lighting by adding sun tunnel skylights. Now, these are mirror-coated tubes, and they run from the roof to an interior ceiling on any level in your house. So you can put them anywhere. They're far easier and less expensive to install, and they can bring in a lot of natural light without the expense of building a traditional skylight.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Jim in North Carolina is on the line with an HVAC question. What can we do for you today?
Finishing my basement and looking for some pointers in framing out the HVAC vent runs. Have a vent that goes across the ceiling, perpendicular to the joist, comes to a T, and the vents run, parallel to the joist for a ways. And just trying to figure out how to frame that and box it in, and especially with keeping in the fire blocking rules in mind. So didn't know. Do you guys have any pointers on that or not?
So you're talking about return ducts here?
No, it's not a return duct. It's actually a feed duct, a vent.
So the trunk line runs perpendicular to the floor joists, and then what you're asking is how do you turn those in between those floor joists, run them to the exterior wall and then up into the room itself?
Well, no, it's more like, these vents are already run, I had a HVAC contractor actually come in and they run flexible vents. I'm trying to frame it in so you can sheetrock it and everything,
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
So you just want to conceal these. I mean, you can build a frame around them. I've done that with 5/4 by 3, like bridging material. It's like a half size of a 2x4, and constructed a wood frame, attached drywall to it, and then spackled it and finished it traditionally. But I will say it's an awful lot of work, and that's why in basements I much prefer drop ceilings these days, for two reasons. First of all, they go in quicker and they're finished, and secondly, you'll always have access to the pipes, the wires, and the ducts if you need them if it's a drop ceiling. So you could frame it in if you want, and you would do that with a lighter building material, like 5/4 material, but it is a lot of work. That's kind of your option.
Okay. I'm finding out it's a lot of work.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's like an endless amount of small pieces of drywall, and then it's just, it's way more spackle than you need to make it look right. And so that's why, I used to do it that way, and then I got smarter in my old age and started using drop ceilings, and I'm a lot happier as a result. And the drop ceilings today, if you haven't looked at them recently, they are beautiful. And they can look like tin ceilings, and they can look like traditional wood ceilings. There's lots of options. So check them out and make the best decision for you, Jim, okay? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Linda, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The house that we live in was built in 53. It's ours. We've paid it off and trying to keep it in good shape. But in between the dining room and the living room, apparently before we purchased it, there was a wall that had been removed. And the only sign is on the ceiling where the wall was removed. There's a double crack, like on each side of a 2x4 is what it looks like, about that width, in the drywall. And I've tried it's a textured ceiling. We actually had knockdown put on it. But we can't fill the crack. We've tried to use drywall mud. It just returns.
What can I do to fix this crack?
So this was opposite both sides of a wall that was torn out, so they must have slipped in some drywall to patch it. Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe.
So that's not the best way. That's not the best way to fix that sort of thing. You can't like put a narrow strip in there and have it ever look like a normal ceiling. If you've got a hole like that where you pull the wall out, what you have to do is cut a bigger piece of drywall out, maybe about a foot or two on each side of it, and you do that right on the edge where the floor joists are, the ceiling joists are in this case, then you have a bigger seam to tape and spackle and secure, and if that's done well, then you're never going to see it again. So you putting all of this spackle on it time and time again over all of this, you know, all of this period of time is probably made more of a mess, and it's kind of hard to fix at this point. So what I would tell you to do is to cut out that whole repair, put a bigger piece of drywall in, tape it, spackle it, prime the whole ceiling, and then repaint the whole ceiling. And that would be the way to do this, you know, permanently. Otherwise, you're always going to see that.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, we hear a lot these days about ways to make sure that the air inside of our homes is clean. But unfortunately, a lot of that advice is just plain wrong. We're going to talk with expert Jeff May, author of My Home is Killing Me, on what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong to breathe easy inside of our homes when the Money Pit returns. 888-MONEY-PIT.
And I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we hear a lot these days about ways to make sure that the air inside of our homes is clean. But unfortunately, a lot of that advice is just plain wrong.
And that's why we're pleased to welcome our friend Jeff May to the program. Jeff is an expert on indoor air quality and the author of My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment, published by Johns Hopkins University Press, which has just come out as a second edition and is chock full of even more ways to keep our homes healthy and safe. Welcome, Jeff.
Well, thanks, Tom. Hi, Leslie.
So, Jeff, whenever there's a crisis, there are a whole lot of so-called experts that show up touting one solution or another, usually because they're going to make some money with it. The first thing I wanted to talk with you about is when it comes to keeping the air clean, UV lights, ultraviolet lights are being sold as the end-all solution to keep us safe. What's your 2 cents on that?
I'll give you my dollar on it. I would call it a scam. Ultraviolet light, it will really kill anything if it's powerful enough, but it doesn't work unless you have a long residence time. So most people are installing these things in their furnaces and the air conditioning and heating ductwork.
Right.
And the radiation time isn't long enough. You've got air flowing through there at, 2 to 10 feet a second. And in order to irradiate something to kill it, you need a tube that's like 200 or 400 feet long. So
wow.
These little lamps they put in are completely useless.
It sounds good, but when you dig into it, it's just not the case.
And it's a big waste of money. I mean, they're charging people a lot of money for these things.
Well, I think another thing that tends to be problematic at home when we're sort of all closed in during these winter months is that you see, a lot of collection of dust around the house and you wonder where it's coming from. And I think it has to do a lot with dust management. So what should we be doing to handle that?
Well, I always tell people dust is the devil. I mean, if people have allergies in the family, a lot of times they'll go to the allergist and they'll say, oh, you're allergic to dust. Well, house dust is full of all kinds of things that can give people symptoms. And so the most important thing you can do is to vacuum and get rid of dust. Really, dust is most of the dust in a house is just human skin. I've had so many people call me and tell me they have all this weird dust on their TV or, you know, collected on the dresser, and they're always worried, and they send me samples, and all it is just it's their skin, because we lose about 30 grams of skin a month. And that skin is a great protein, you know, source of food for all the little microscopic bugs that kind of crawl around that we can't see.
So if we get rid of the dust, we're getting rid of the food, and that takes care of the dust mites and other things that are infesting that area.
Well, dust mites tend to really, they can only live where there's a lot of moisture. So they'll be eating the skin that's in the mattress and the pillow or your favorite chair that you sit in 4 hours a day, you know, watching TV. So it's pretty hard to clean the dust out of those things, and those things have to be, they can be treated with steam from a steam vapor machine. We talk about that in the book. It's a great, great tool. The steam kills everything. It destroys, you know, a lot of allergens. But for all the other areas, you just got to vacuum up, because there are all of these other microarthropods, they call them small bugs that eat things. There are carpet beetles and book lice and mold-eating mites. Those things eat everything, and then they leave their little droppings, and those droppings cause allergies.
Now, you mentioned vacuuming all of this up, but the quality of the vacuum is important here, right? I mean, we need to have a HEPA vacuum, one that's designed to take out particulates. Otherwise, aren't we just redistributing this throughout the house?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a HEPA vacuum is essential. We've actually had people who were sickened by dust that leaked out of vacuum cleaners from their cleaning companies. One family was very allergic to cats, and they had the cleaning people clean their house after they cleaned a neighbor who had cats. And I found cat allergen in their new carpets. They were horrified. If you hire people to clean your house, they should use your vacuum, and it should be a HEPA vacuum. I mean, honestly, if someone comes into your home with a contaminated vacuum like that, and they vacuum once, if you're allergic to something in the dust, you will have a problem for months afterwards.
We are talking to Jeff May, and he's the author of My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment, which is now on sale. Jeff, first of all, the book is so full of wonderful information, and I think people just really need to sort out what's real, what's fake, what they need to do, and you really help them do just that. Can you give us, you know, a general guideline of where this book takes the reader to best get their house fit for them?
Well, I think what's nice about the book is that it's written for anybody. You don't have to have a lot of sort of, you know, technical training, and it takes you kind of room by room through the house, and even, you know, machine by machine, almost every type of heating equipment you could have, humidification, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very helpful as a guide to create a healthier environment, and, you know, it's easy to follow.
Yeah, it's really well done and easy to follow. And I'll tell you, if you're concerned about the indoor air environment inside your home, and certainly if you're a professional in this space, if you're in the HVAC business, you're an inspector, it's a must-read book. My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment. Jeff, great advice. You're a fountain of knowledge, sir. Thank you so much for sharing a few tips with us. I think you guys get a sense as to how much information Jeff has contained in that wonderful brain of his. It's all in the book, though. My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to Jeff's website at mayindoorair.com, mayindoorair.com. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie.
Up next, we love home improvement hacks that help us get stuff done. We've picked out our four favorites to share with you next.
You live in a money pit.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with DryCore subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit moneypit.com.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. We know you like this radio show, guys, because you listen. So we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Jim in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a rear patio that's an aggregate cement, and there's a gap between the edge of that that goes under our rear sliding glass door, under the threshold. It's a gap of about 3 to 4 inches and about maybe a foot or two in length. What can I use to kind of fill that void so we don't get, like, rain in there, and insects or even rodents?
So you have space between the patio and the actual patio door, like it didn't, like, press up against the house kind of a thing?
Correct.
You said it's about 3 or 4 inches deep?
Yeah, the gap is, yes.
The gap is. And you said it was a foot and a half wide. You threw me on that because it sounded like it's not going along the entire length of the door?
Yeah, correct. It's just about maybe a third of it.
So we need to figure out a way to kind of fill this in and perhaps make it blend in with the patio. What I probably would do here is, can you dig this out and make it a little bit deeper so we can get a bit more concrete in there?
I could do that. It's aggregate, though, so I'm not sure how well it's going to match.
Because I'm afraid if you put something in that's, you know, not very thick, it may crack and break up very easily. But if you were to dig that out a little bit, put a little stone in the bottom of the pit, and then use an epoxy patching compound and mix the concrete up with the epoxy products, then you're going to have something that's going to be less resistant to cracking and more likely to stick to the old patio. Now, in terms of coloring it, you're probably going to have to use some concrete dyes. And they come in different colors, but you may be able to dye it to get somewhat close to what you have there now.
Okay, it's aggregate, so how do I deal with that?
So it has sort of a stone, has like a stone-like finish on top?
Yes.
Well, could you add aggregate to the top of the concrete mix?
Yeah, I could try that.
So there's another way to do it. This way you'll have the texture and the color as well.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Just do it all at once and let it set. But use the epoxy patching compound, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a concrete mix, except that it's very sticky.
How much do I need to cut out? How much should I fill?
I mean, if the depth of that replacement section was 3 inches, that should be plenty.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks for your help.
All right. Good luck with that project, Jim.
Will do. Thanks.
Well, we love life hacks, you know, shortcuts to get stuff done. Well, we picked out our four favorite home improvement hacks to help you around your house. Now, I love this first one. Have you ever dropped a small object like an earring or a fastener and just can't find it? Well, you can cut a pair of stockings and pull it over the end of your vacuum hose. This way, it's not going to get sucked up into the vacuum, but it can get sucked up from wherever it's hiding, and then you can safely get it back.
Now, if you need to drive a nail and you want to avoid sore thumbs by missing it with the hammer, just stick the nail in a clothespin to get it started. And for smaller nails, you can hold that nail by first sticking it through a piece of cardboard. You'll be able to get that nail started injury-free.
Now, if an extension cord that you're using for tools keeps pulling and unplugging while you're working on a project, tie the two ends in a loose knot before you plug them together. You can use bread clips to label cords hanging behind your workstation so there's no more guesswork to find out that this one goes to the printer, that one's for the mouse, this is the keyboard, whatever, whatever. All of these little shortcuts definitely with cabling are super helpful.
Last, here's one of my favorite hacks to avoid paint drips. Just stretch a rubber band across the paint can and wipe the brush on it to prevent paint from collecting or dripping on the edges. Hey, do you guys have any life hacks you'd like to share? You can post them on our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. And if we like them, we will talk about them right here on The Money Pit Show.
Nancy in Massachusetts is dealing with a garage that's got other plans than closing. What's going on there?
I have a dilemma about what to do about the door. It's just not closing properly, and sometimes it doesn't even want to go up and down, never mind when it comes down, it wiggles left to right till it gets to the bottom.
This is on a garage door opener?
Oh, yes.
So yes. When it goes up and down, it shimmies in the opening?
Yes, and the closing.
So generally, the rollers on the side of the garage door are failing when that occurs. They're ball-bearing rollers, and when they get stuck, then they get sort of hung up on the way down, and that's what makes the door sort of vibrate. And it puts a lot of resistance on it, too, and that may be the reason it's not closing all the way or closing evenly. Sounds like the door is pretty old, and you know your options are to replace all the hardware and try to, you know, realign the door, get it working right, or just replace the door and the door opener. If it's that old and that, you know, sort of rickety, I might lean towards just a replacement. The new doors today are actually a lot lighter than the old doors, and they work really smoothly. I just put two on in the garage, I guess about 8-9 months ago now. I'm really happy with them. And I used to have really heavy hardboard doors on this garage. Now I have nice factory painted steel doors that look really good, really sharp, and just close flawlessly every single time.
Well, this is one of those metal doors.
It is? Okay. But it's an older metal door?
Yeah. And I put Bow Shield on the tracks to try to get it to roll down properly.
Yeah, but if the hardware has failed, even if you're lubricating the tracks, if the hardware has failed, it's not going to work right.
So what would you recommend? A new door or just get somebody over to do the hardware?
I'd get a new door and a new opener.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to put good money after bad.
Exactly. I think, you know, who knows if you could find the old hardware to match and everything. I'd just get a new door and a new opener. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay. Very good advice. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us lend a hand with whatever it is you are working on. Coming up, have you ever found yourself stuck in your own driveway thanks to a snow and ice storm? Up next, we're going to share a few more hacks to help release your car and get you on your way after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you with your home improvement and decor questions, so give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got a post here from Susan who writes, I have a ranch house on a cement slab. The heating ducts are under the house. We closed them off with cement and installed electric baseboard heat instead, but the ducts leaked water. So the question is, should drainage be added to the house, or does it not matter now that the ducts are sealed off?
Well, I mean, it's probably neither here nor there that you're seeing some moisture in those old duct cavities, but the fact that you are seeing that water could mean that your structure is more at risk and more of a concern. So I would address it as follows, Susan. First of all, I would make sure that we're not collecting excessive amounts of water around the house foundation. To do that, you want to make sure your gutters are super clean, your downspouts are super clean, and they are extending at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house before they discharge. Don't let them drop right near the foundation, because, you know, concrete is very hydroscopic. It absorbs water like crazy, and if you put all that water against the house, the concrete's going to draw it right in, and it could very well show up in the duct space, which is what you're seeing now. And then the second thing is, add soil and slope it away from the foundation. Don't let any area of that soil settle or sink, because, again, that will retain the water, and that's not good. You want to make sure that that soil around the house stays as dry as possible, because if it's dry, it's solid. Just think about this. When you walk across your yard after a rain, you sink in. Why? Because the dirt can't hold as much weight. Now, if it's dry, that's not going to happen. That's what we want your foundation to be. We don't want foundations to move. It's not good when a foundation flexes. They're not designed to do that.
You know, Tom, it's really amazing how concrete, which is, you know, something so hard and permanent, can be such a great, you know, transmitter of water. It's so crazy how you can get water from maybe a clogged downspout or something in one corner of the slab, and then it magically finds its way through all of that concrete to the complete other side of the house. It's like a mystery that's magical.
It absolutely is. It will just draw right across and show up wherever it darn well pleases. That's why it's all going to be dry around the entire perimeter of that house. So if you're hit with a big winter storm and you don't have your car tucked away in the garage, it's always a pain to clear the snow and ice off your car. Leslie has four quick tips to help in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah. First of all, guys, think about where you park your car if you know a snowstorm is coming, and park that car strategically, like at the end of your driveway closest to the street. This is going to make the distance that you actually need to shovel closer to the end point. So it's cutting down on how much you're shoveling. Now, it's also smart to put up the windshield wipers so they don't freeze to the car window. Tom, you learned this the hard way. So everybody else, don't do that.
I did. I did. We had an ice storm, and I was really surprised because I had typically raised the wipers in the front windshield of the car, but this got me at the back. It was my SUV, and the wiper blade stuck to the window, and by the time we were all said and done, the window had to be replaced because it cracked in place. Somehow the tensions of the ice and the arm just worked against me, and we had a busted window to deal with.
It's always something. So don't do that. Now, you also want to think about moving as much snow off of your car as you can. You can use a long-handled broom to get the snow off the top of the car before you open the door, which is also going to help you avoid having all that wet snow falling right inside, which happens. And don't forget to clear snow around the headlights and the taillights. Now, if your driver's side door is frozen shut, here's a trick. You can use WD-40 to help free up that frozen lock. WD-40 certainly has a lot of uses, and here it is helping you get out of a wintry jam.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you'd like to enjoy clear, clean water at every faucet in your home, a whole house filter can do the trick. We'll share how to pick the best one for your situation on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. With plans in the works by Democrats to again impeach President Trump, one GOP senator is dismissing the idea.
Senator Roy Blunt calls Democrat talk of impeaching the president ridiculous, noting it would be virtually impossible. Blunt told a Missouri TV station, quote, "The speaker knows this is not going to happen. Senator Schumer knows this isn't going to happen. You don't have the time for it to happen, even if there was a reason. So there's no reason to debate this except just pure politics." Blunt is the highest-ranking Republican senator to weigh in on calls from Democrats to impeach the president after a mob entered the Capitol building on Wednesday. Bob Agner reporting.
Impeachment proceedings could begin in a matter of days. The nation's biggest immunization rollout in history, facing pushback from healthcare workers who have witnessed COVID-19's devastation firsthand but are refusing shots in surprising numbers. It's happening in nursing homes and to a lesser degree in hospitals, where some employees expressing what experts say are unfounded fears of side effects from vaccines that were developed at record speed. Some administrators have dangled a number of creative freebies to try to get employees to roll up their sleeves. Overseas, Britain's advertising watchdog has launched an investigation into budget carrier Ryanair.
The investigation comes after the authority received 1,600 complaints about an ad that suggested consumers should jab and go. The authority says some consumers objected to the ad, which featured a syringe and a small bottle labeled vaccine. Some argued it was misleading to suggest vaccines will be rolled out across the population by the spring and that travel restrictions would be lifted.
Jeremy House reports other consumers objected to what they saw as the trivialization of the impact of the pandemic on society. Meanwhile, more news and more analysis, you can find them both. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Two new shows for you cooking and competition fans. On January 4th, the new comedic cake competition series Cakealikes will be available to stream exclusively on Discovery Plus. This ultimate cake-off challenges three teams of cake artists to create the most epic, realistic, life-sized cake replicas of famed celebrities. Then on January 6th, Food Network star Jeff Morrow kicks off his new series Kitchen Crash on the Food Network. For more information on these shows and a lot more, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exogen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
A widening global shortage of semiconductors for auto parts forcing major auto companies to halt or slow vehicle production.
Officials at Volkswagen, Ford, Fiat Chrysler, Toyota, and Nissan all say they've been hit by the shortage and forced to delay production of some models in order to keep other factories running. In many cases, automakers have stopped making slower-selling vehicles in order to divert the chips to hotter segments of the market, including pickup trucks and SUVs. Industry officials say semiconductor companies diverted production to consumer electronics during the worst of the COVID-19 slowdown in auto sales last spring. Now, there aren't enough chips. Keith Peters reporting.
Thousands of Israelis Saturday renewed weekly demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calling for the leader to resign over corruption charges and his alleged mishandling of the coronavirus. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Bitcoin is rising.
First, it went through 20,000, then 10 days later, it broke through 25,000, and then, with barely taking a breath, across 30,000. Now, only a few days into 2021, the price of Bitcoin has crossed 40,000. Media attention to its rise has only added fuel to the rally, but investors in digital currencies and companies that trade or mine them are warning people to be skeptical of Bitcoin's recent rise and to be braced for a lot of volatility. Patrick Foss reporting.
U.S. employers shed jobs last month for the first time since April, cutting 140,000 positions, clear evidence the economy is faltering as the viral pandemic tightens its grip on consumers and businesses. The unemployment rate stayed at 6.7%, the first time it hasn't fallen since April. The figures from the Labor Department suggest employers have rehired roughly all the workers they can afford to after having laid off more than 22 million in the spring. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company?
Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. We have a lot to go over, and Jonathan Turley is going to unwind it for us, a legal expert, talking about what took place yesterday. Everybody horrified that I know of what happened on Capitol Hill, horrified that we saw a situation where we had to wait till 4 in the morning to have Joe Biden's electoral votes be confirmed. But it happened. It's through. The president's tweets were iced out. He's on hold on Facebook and Twitter because they say he was inciting violence, to paraphrase. But he's gettable on Parler, as am I, by the way. So, couple of things. Had a chance to go on Martha last night, talk to Kayleigh McEnany at the White House. She said, number one, it was not the vice president who called on the National Guard, it was the president. Number two, it wasn't Joe Biden who told the president to make his tape, which he put out. He said he was taping at the time that Joe Biden began to talk. But the president did not think that breach was going to happen. But when it did happen, he did not act quick enough. The fact is, most of these guys, even if they were infiltrated, were Trump supporters. Number two, if they're a law and order party, if they're in law and order beliefs, if that's a group that is horrified by what Antifa and Black Lives Matters did over the summer and the spring, they should not have done the same exact thing. And Joe Biden's comments were fine yesterday. But where were they last year? But now he's president-elect, and I have no complaints about what he said and where we go from here. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We were told that we couldn't win this election. But tonight, we prove that with hope, anything is possible.
It is with humility that I thank the people of Georgia for electing me to serve you in the United States Senate.
Unbelievable. I thought it would be unthinkable, unfathomable, but it happened. Both Senate seats in Georgia are occupied by left-wing Democrats. The president's behavior since losing the election November 3rd has led to this Democrat victory. They are now in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. Yes, Chuck Schumer is running the Senate.
Number two.
The votes for president of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden, Jr., of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
Just like that, Mike Pence banged in and certified Joe Biden as president-elect. Lawmakers came back to their credit through the rubble, and they did their electoral college victory, and they confirmed it for Joe Biden amidst all that ruin. Trump finally commits to an orderly transition to power, but not that he lost.
Number one.
Just like that, walls breached, chaos reigns in the Capitol. A generational event with a terrible stain on American history. Four killed as angry protesters decided to become rioters. Most of them are pro-Trumpers. The president's speech lit the fire. Rudy Giuliani underlined it, and the fallout is tremendous from the country. So the point is, according to the Washington Post, who often has it wrong, but I'll relay it, that the president is just surrounded by John McAtee, Mark Meadows, and Steve Miller. It basically just shut himself in. And according to reports, he was not that upset when this first happened. He wanted to slow down the electoral process. But, man, this got ugly quick. To think they'll do these to their sacred building, they break through the glass, they'd go through the window. Some of them had chemical devices. Some pipe bombs were actually found. Do you believe this? To detonate later on? They found pipe bombs and Molotov cocktails. Now, because of that, now they've mobilized 6,000 National Guard from Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland. Got 400 from Maryland, Virginia. State troopers are also helping out. Sadly, they only had 350 there to stop the protesters who really feel like this election was stolen from getting into the building. So the president, realizing this was getting out of control, realizing his political fortunes were cascading down a mountain faster than anything you've ever seen, took to Twitter and recorded this. Cut three.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace.
Listen.
So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
Okay. The problem is there were some irregularities. The mail-in voting without an excuse, problematic. Without a pandemic, president wins. But we had a pandemic. We had no excuse balloting. They did change their constitution at the last minute, some sincerely, some insincerely. Bottom line is, life's not fair. There were some irregularities, but not enough to change the results of the election. The president did great. He had a great 4 years. He got 74 million votes. Problem is, the other guy got 80 million. I don't know if someone printed up 6 million erroneous votes. But the fact is, you haven't been able to prove it in 2.5 months. And because of that, it swamped and embarrass your supporters. It swamped the good news. It swamped your victories. And it's costing you your political future and those who want to follow you. Your base is shrinking. In fact, the president, kind of realizing that, came out and said, I'm asking everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law of our great men and women in blue. They didn't. Joe Biden actually made more sense. Cut four.
At this hour, our democracy is under an unprecedented assault, unlike anything we've seen in modern times. An assault on the citadel of liberty, the Capitol itself. An assault on the people's representatives.
Right. Listen, unprecedented. It was horrific as what happened in Minneapolis. Not only George Floyd's death, but what happened after. As horrific that's happening 200-plus days in Portland and Seattle. Democrats weren't even complaining about that. They still wanted to defund the police, and they still are defunding the police. And no one talked about masks, and I'm not going to change my point of view. I'm not going to pretend that law and order is not an issue because Trump supporters are part of law and disorder. I'm not going to do it. And you could decide not to follow me on Twitter. You could decide that Pauler is somebody you don't want to. Go ahead. Because your compliments in life mean nothing if they're not coming from a candid, honest place. And if my compliments and candid comments are to be taken and I guess respected, you have to take the same respect with the comments you don't like. You can say, well, I don't agree with me. But there's no way I'm going to insincerely say it was not Donald Trump's fault that this happened. He didn't tell him to breach the walls, but he let Rudy Giuliani use terms that says we're going to have trial by combat. He had Donald Trump Jr. using extremely aggressive language. The president cursed publicly for the first time that I've seen. And he basically told everyone to march down to the Capitol and protest. And it became a riot. When you have tens of thousands of people who you told were robbed, what do you expect? It is unbelievable that we're ending this 4 years. Instead of saying, beat Grover Cleveland Revisited, win those Senate elections, win the House back, and hold the Senate, and then be there in 2024, You lost both seats by taking on the governor and secretary of state. Both seats. And now the balance of power in the Senate belongs to Chuck Schumer, your archenemy. His inability to see around the corner to the ramifications of his actions are stunning. And, Mr. President, if you are fighting with the most loyal vice president in my lifetime, it's on you. It's not on Mike Pence. I mean, this is the type of comment from Rudy Giuliani that just is insightful and irresponsible. Cut 14.
Over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So, let's have trial by combat.
1-866-408-7669. What does that even mean, trial by combat? Are you going to go grab, you're telling everyone to grab the Dominion machines and examine the software? What does that even mean? You've had since November 5th to look at this. Every major lawyer has left. And they want to say it's because of political pressure. It means, yeah, there are irregularities. But it's not enough to overturn all these states. You thought Hillary Clinton was bad. This is just as bad. She's pathetic. She's destroyed because she doesn't understand she lost to Donald Trump. The Democratic Party should be embarrassed by how they acted, blaming Russia for flipping votes and giving the president that election. And then the impeachment that followed. They should be embarrassed. But because they should be embarrassed and their behavior was despicable, it doesn't excuse the same behavior when you do it. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code CASH for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code CASH. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CASH. That's CASH. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Retirement could be years away or a looming reality, but it's important to start taking steps to plan for your retirement future regardless of your age. Before you begin, you should take stock of where you are financially according to GoBankingRates.com. It's essential to decide on a realistic retirement date. If you want to retire before your full Social Security benefits kick in, you'll want to have other sources of retirement income to draw on. Also, if you retire before age 65, you won't have access to Medicare, care, so you'll need other health insurance in place. Other factors to consider for retirement planning include how aggressively you're able to save and how much you'll spend in retirement. Conventional wisdom is that you'll need 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income to live comfortably, and also gauge what kind of lifestyle you see for yourself in retirement. The best option for retirement planning is a 401k if you have access to one, and IRAs are also powerful tools. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dworkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor Stephen Dorff of the new MMA drama Embattled. Dorff plays a world champion fighter with an abusive past. His son looks to break that cycle, and the two eventually square off in the ring. For Dorff's MMA side, they took a cue from Conor McGregor.
His sense of humor, his over-the-top personality, and then his raw talent. And taking all that and then stripping off the Irish and all the stuff that Conor is, because I'm not playing Conor McGregor.
Dorff says it was a tough character to take on, but easy to let go of.
I kept thinking of what De Niro must have felt like when he went and played Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull. You know, this is not a nice person, you know, that he was playing. It's challenging and it's hard every day to do that.
While Dorff has dabbled in MMA, his training was to make the scenes as realistic as possible.
I gotta say, I mean, I've never been involved in a choreography situation where the fighting was really what the script was. You know, it wasn't about how do we make this round exciting and he gets one in and I get one in. It was much more storytelling throughout the fighting, which I thought was very unique.
Ashley Dworkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I called Mike Pompeo last night, left him a note, told him that I'd be resigning from that. I can't do it. I can't say it's a nothing thing. It doesn't affect the outcome. It doesn't affect the transition. But it's what I've got, right? And it's a position I really enjoy doing. But you can't do it. And I wouldn't be surprised to see more of my my friends resign over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. It'd be completely understandable if they did. If those who choose to stay, and I have talked to a couple of them, are choosing to stay because they are concerned that the president might put someone in to replace them that could make things even worse.
So far, as a president was holed up with a few people, there's a lot of people around the president I respect. I like the president personally. He has snapped since losing this election. And I saw in his face 3 weeks ago when I interviewed him, but that was Mick Mulvaney resigning from his ceremonial post as Northern Ireland's ambassador. Stephanie Grisham is gone. She did a bad job anyway, but still she walks out of the first lady. Matt Pottinger is gone. He was deputy national security advisor, very strong on China. So he's out. Listen, there's 13 days left. Just stick around. Robert O'Brien sided with the vice president. Evidently the president is blind with rage. He's so angry at the vice president. Does he know the vice president had no choice? Charlie, listen on WOKV in Jacksonville. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good.
A couple points, if I could, if you would entertain me with that.
Sure.
Earlier you said, I don't know if it was on this show, you said if the president doesn't make that speech, this doesn't happen.
Yep.
I totally disagree with that. So
why?
There were Molotov cocktails, pipe bombs, different things stored. That was a pre-planned event. I'm not going to say that there wasn't some Trump supporters in the Capitol, but isn't it plausible that Antifa could have been acting like Trump supporters?
I mean, absolutely. Charlie, absolutely.
The actions. But Charlie,
they were
the same thing we witnessed in the summertime.
Did you see that clown in Nancy Pelosi's office?
Of course.
Without a mask on, typical Trump supporter.
But who was that?
To find out. And I guarantee you, there was some people that got involved in that crowd. No question, Charlie.
And tell people that you know who they were.
Put it this way. I know this. We have reporters on the ground. They were Trump supporters there. We have 6 reporters in the building. Now, most of these people were Trump supporters. For them to breach security, walk in there, put up Trump flags in front of the Capitol, have this guy. We're going to find out who that guy is. We're going to find out who is hanging off the rafters. We're going to find out, sadly, a Capitol police officer shot a Trump supporter in the neck after they were overrun. But if the president doesn't tell people over and over again that we were robbed, they stole it, march down there and protest, it doesn't happen. The president should not be having an electoral college rally, and should not be urging his vice president to do something he has no power to do, and that is nullify an election. If you don't believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, go ahead, prove it. If not, you are disenfranchising the voter by saying, okay, Hillary Clinton, you didn't get as many electoral votes, but you know what? There's more people out there in the Capitol, so storm the Capitol. The vice president's Joe Biden. Joe Biden, would you do me a favor and flip it to Hillary Clinton? The Russians gave it to him anyway. You'd go crazy. But that's what the president's asking everybody to do. He's asking everybody just to see, even despite the fact that his legal team has proven nothing, that the cases aren't strong enough for Trump judges to accept, that he wants everyone to overturn an election. He is the single reason why those 2 Georgia Senate seats are not Republican. The single reason. And that's his legacy would have been almost getting the House back, stunning the world, almost holding on to the Senate, stunning all logic, and getting 75 million votes despite the impeachment, the Mueller investigation, and a once-in-2-generation pandemic, which, by the way, he got. And he was unable to use his greatest asset, the ability to campaign and barnstorm, until the end. Instead of talking about almost, and I'll see you in 4, now it's, see you later, I can't stick around 2 more weeks. There are so many people that are threatening to resign right now. When you have your national security advisor siding with your vice president, please stop telling me that Donald Trump is handling this well. Here's Senator Pat Toomey, Cut 16.
We witness today the damage that can result when men in power and responsibility refuse to acknowledge the truth. We saw bloodshed because the demagogue chose to spread falsehoods and sow distrust of his own fellow Americans. Let's not abet such deception. Let's reject this motion.
So, Senator Toomey was all in with the president. Even after he retired, he said, listen, the president's done a lot of really good things. But when you see this, when you see these demonstrations taking place, when you see the ridiculous tweets of the vice president, you better have the guts to stand up and say he didn't have the courage to stand up to the process. When you know when the Constitution is not allowed, I'm going to have Jonathan Turley on in 4 minutes. He is not a Trump detractor. He stood up for him on impeachment. He took all that fire on the Ukraine. He told these people they were wrong. He's a Democrat, yeah. But he said, you know Mike Pence had no shot. When you blame Mike Pence for what's going on, you're not in touch with reality. And when you threaten every Republican that doesn't agree with you with exile, whether you're a member of the family or Donald Trump himself, that to me is a bridge too far. They're not the Dixie Chicks. They just disagree with the facts that all these 7 states were illegally won by Joe Biden.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
It skews our thinking when all we see on television or read online or in papers or experience on social media is negative. It skews the proportions. When it is all you see, you tend to think it is all that exists, and we have to be more disciplined. It's not only not all that exists, it's not even the majority of what exists.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Gerard Butler and Marina Baccarin of the new action-packed disaster movie, Greenland. The two play an estranged couple who, along with their son, race to escape a planet-killing comet. Butler spoke about playing a regular guy in this scenario versus, say, a Secret Service agent with trained skills.
It's more, I think, affecting when you can play a character that's much more relatable to an audience, but also relatable to you.
Baccarin says this relatability ups the what-would-you-do factor.
For the most part, the scenes are very grounded in our kid and what are we doing? What steps are we taking for ourselves?
And both discussed aspects of the film which resonate even more now for them compared to when they made it.
Somewhat of a cathartic experience to watch the film because, you know, you go through this grueling journey, but you do come out of it and there's a sense of hope and there's a sense of community.
Back to the beginning of the pandemic when we didn't know how it was going to play out. Those almost unimaginable, incredibly overpowering feelings and sensations is what is going on, I think, a lot in our movie.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Next on House of Broken Dreams, you'll meet one of Jennifer Kessie's best friends who takes us back to the day Jennifer disappeared.
We all knew something was very wrong. This wasn't anyone that would ever just leave or not contact. There's no way. And obviously it was for the reason it is still today that someone abducted her or something happened to her.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
While they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
We have a good supply, and Sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Justin Timberlake makes the Dean's List for helping buy a custom-made van for a family in Tennessee. The Sitt family was raising money to buy a wheelchair-accessible vehicle for their 17-year-old son, Jake, who has cerebral palsy. Having grown up in Tennessee, Justin Timberlake heard about the crowdfunding campaign and without hesitation decided he wanted to pay for the custom-built van and arranged to have it delivered to the family. Mr. Timberlake arranged the Zoom call with Jake where he told him the news. The entire family, including Jake, were thrilled. While the Sitt family had already raised quite a bit of money toward the purchase of the van, Mr. Timberlake's gift made it possible for that money to be used for Jake's future care and other expenses. Jake's dad says he is so thankful for the generosity and says it brings them peace not having to have extra worries right now. Well done, Justin Timberlake. You're just as awesome as we always thought you were. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The whole number of electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538. Within that whole number, a majority is 270. The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden, Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
And Mike Pence weathered the storm literally. Was whisked away in the afternoon, back in the middle of the night. Not many people objected. It was a lot shorter than it was originally supposed to be. It would probably still be going on right now if there wasn't a breach of security and that ugly incident that lasted for hours. Joining us now is Jonathan Turley, law professor, George Washington University, Fox News contributor. So, Jonathan, I'm proud of the lawmakers for coming back and understood the need to show that they can be delayed but not denied.
Yeah, you know what's fascinating is that with all of the terrible images from yesterday, we shouldn't ignore the countervailing images, the redeeming moments. You know, some of them occurred before the riot. You know, I thought one of the highest points for Congress occurred when Vice President Pence stood up and said that he would follow the Constitution. He would not send the electoral votes back to the states. It's authority he does not have. That took courage. But then, you know, you had Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell giving what may be the best speech of his career, where you have this guy who's known for brass-knuckle politics calling on his colleague to put politics aside. This was before the riots, saying it's time. It's time for us to come together. It was an extraordinarily good speech. And so we have to remember that we had those moments yesterday. But then the moment that you pointed out, Brian, should also not be dismissed. When Congress came back in the House floor, which was still showed the damage of the rioting, and they came together, that says something about us. You know, we can't control stupid people. We can't control protests that get out of hand. You know, those things happen. But what we can control is our own actions, and I thought that they did the right thing.
No doubt about it. And the vice president doing the right thing. He has gone with the president every step of the way, every controversial tweet or controversial policy. He was able to rationalize it, implement it, and translate it. And I think right now the president's in a very small circle right now. And the small circle is Stephen Miller. The small circle is Mark Meadows. And I believe McAtee, John McAtee. So we'll see how this goes, because the president's got to emerge and try to make these 2 weeks work. He says that he is not going to stand in the way. He's going to assure a smooth transition of power. How important would it be to show up at inauguration, do you think?
Well, I think it would be very important. You know, I'm not too sure that his legacy will recover from this. The speech that he gave was pretty insightful. You know, it was timed, and just as the proceedings were beginning in Congress, he encouraged people to effectively march on Congress. Now, that doesn't mean that he was encouraging insurrection. All this talk about insurrection, it goes again to this tendency of everyone to weaponize the tragedies of our country. I mean, the vast majority of people that were marching on Congress were doing what people have been doing for the last 4 years, on the left and the right, of marching on their state capitals, of opposing the actions of their politicians. And what you had very clearly is a group of instigators. And on the left, you have Antifa. On the right, you have Proud Boys. And they use these moments. What is astonishing to me is someone who has worked in that building for decades is the ease with which they gained entry. I mean, the Capitol Police did a valiant effort to hold them back, but they seemed undermanned and unprepared, even though everyone knew this march was going to occur.
And I saw the mayor came out Monday and said, we're going to have National Guard there. This could be a big demonstration. I said, all right, that's good. What's wrong with that? Because I thought the whole problem with the Trump, when Trump people come to Washington, they're usually confronted whether they're leaving the RNC convention at the White House, or they have a march on a Sunday, they're usually confronted by Antifa and Black Lives Matters and those groups. That's when they usually, you see the violence. They almost never instigate, hence what happened on Election Day. Everyone's getting prepared for violence. They boarded up their buildings, but Joe Biden wins, and they don't have to worry about anything being wrecked. Listen to what Kevin McCarthy said he saw, and the video backs it up. Cut six.
It was more than three dozen. I watched it because of where my office sits, right by the chambers. They first overtook on the west side, where the president gets sworn in. Then they overtook on the east side, where they had barriers. And then they rushed up the stairs. And you talk about people in these crowds that had helmets. They had ropes. They started scaling the building. People came here to do some damage.
Who are these people? Because I've seen about 20 Trump rallies. I've never seen a guy or a woman with a helmet and ropes.
Well, when I saw it's interesting because some of these were clearly agitators. We're going to find out who they were. You know, the backpacks, the helmets are the signatures of Antifa and Proud Boys, these small groups of people that really use these moments. The vast majority of those folks that were marching on Congress are not insurrectionalists, as CNN has said and others have said. You know, they weren't there for insurrection. They were there because they were very upset. They wanted to protest. Most of them, when they were told to back off, backed off. In fact, when the police created a line and backed off, hundreds and thousands of people backed off. And, you know, so I think we need to just sort of take, you know, a breath and deal with the realities here. We have a very small percentage of determined people. Some of those folks in the Capitol were dressed as Vikings and, you know, Marvel, comic figures. You know, they seem to be more prepared for Instagram than insurrection. You know, when those people walking around on the floor of Congress, they seemed as surprised as the police that they were able to actually get inside. And so we need to look at this, but we need to look at it without, you know, this hyperbolic language. We had a member of Congress yesterday blame the people that brought the challenge, the electoral votes, for this rioting.
The Ted Cruz crew.
Right. That's really unfair. You know, they were using the Electoral Count Act. You and I talked before this happened. I opposed the challenge. I didn't think there was a basis for it. It's the same challenge the Democrats have made. I didn't think they had a basis for it back in 2004. But it's a challenge made under federal law. It's not an invitation for rioting. And so it is bothersome to see people trying to weaponize this tragedy.
So Facebook banned the president for 24 hours, for 12 hours, on Twitter for 24 hours, and Facebook for 12. Are you surprised about this? That, you know, 2 years ago, even I don't think 8 months ago, they weren't doing this at all. Where's social media going? Because they just banned LibWeb.
Yeah,
Twitter just banned Lynn Wood, the lawyer, for life.
Yeah, you know, as you know, I'm sort of a fervent First Amendment advocate, and so I oppose these types of actions. I think that the solution for bad speech is good speech. But what is worrying to me is that the Democratic Party has really become a party of censorship, which is astonishing. I come from a deeply liberal Democratic family in Chicago, a political family in Chicago. And the Democratic Party was always an advocate for free speech. It's now done an entire 180. It's become the party that is calling for censorship and speech limits. And, you know, you had Senate hearings where you had social media CEOs admit that they made a mistake on the Hunter Biden issue, admit that it shouldn't have happened. The Democratic senators responded by demanding assurances that they will continue to censor those types of stories.
Yeah, I mean, so funny that you're talking about these social media groups. You just assume they're Democrats. They lean left. They support the left. They get hired by this. It looks like they're going to be hired by the Biden administration. The Facebook executive was just hired. So I got to ask you about two constitutional things. Number one, the 25th Amendment, and the other one is impeachment. Ilhan Omar, who I always look to for advice and moral leadership, she is drawing up, I imagine with a crayon, impeachment articles. And the 25th Amendment, they say the vice president was approached with and asked to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president 2 weeks early. First on the 25th Amendment.
Well, first on the 25th Amendment, this would be a very dangerous precedent. We've always debated the use of the 25th Amendment for what are called mental disabilities. But the problem is that that can open the floodgates. You know, politicians often say that their opponents are insane for their positions and that they must be mentally unstable. If you want to open up that Pandora's box, you have to be prepared for what's coming. You know, we've seen with impeachment that the members have called for the removal of President Trump for criticizing the NFL kneelers. You know, you can imagine if they could demand the removal of a president for acting in an unstable way. This is about constitutional flaws, not character flaws. You know, I didn't like the president's speech. I actually criticized his speech on Twitter while it was happening. It was, in my view, reckless. That's not the 25th Amendment problem. You know, and so people need to really think about this. The second thing you have to keep in mind is that if the 25th Amendment is triggered, what happens is that you have a four-day period where Pence, if he could get a majority of the cabinet, which is highly unlikely, or even him, it would be unlikely even for Pence to sign off. But if that did occur, you'd have 4 days in which the president could then contest that determination. That's my dog in the background trying to participate in this interview.
I've asked you not to bring your dog to the interview, and you just don't listen to me. How dare you?
Well, you know what? She's a golden doodle. They're extremely egotistical.
Right, and they don't share.
That's right. So you have a four-day period where the president can object. The Pence and the cabinet would then have to issue a second declaration to Congress. Congress would then have 21 days to vote. You need a two-thirds vote in both houses. Unlike impeachment, you need both houses. So that's not going to happen.
Of course not.
Now, what they could do is if they got that second declaration, they could run the clock out. It would become moot on the 20th. But they would create very dangerous precedent.
Yeah. So this is just people sounding off. And, you know, to tell you the truth, when I saw the president 3 weeks ago, he was so angry. And when I watch him on stage, he's very angry. I've never seen him this angry. So he honestly believes this thing was stolen from him, but it's gone over the top now. And he's got 2 weeks to straighten it out. But I think his movement was extremely hurt yesterday, and the party is reeling. Fascinating time, Jonathan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. Back in a moment. I'll take your calls. 1-866-408-7669.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen.
That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Coronavirus crisis.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
No longer in a New York state of mind, people are moving out of the Empire State in droves. New York's population shrunk more than any other state between July 2019 and July 2020. More than 125,000 people left in that time period. Not far behind were Illinois and California, according to recently published Census Bureau data. This trend of Americans leaving high-tax states isn't new, but the pandemic sped it up. People are heading into states where the weather is warm, the taxes are lower, and they can afford a bigger house with more space. Texas and Florida, both of which have no state income tax, saw the biggest growth. Arizona came in third. With work from home continuing into the new year, experts say it's likely people have moved will stay put, and the trend will continue. In Chicago, Grady Trimble, Fox News.
Coronavirus crisis.
This is House Call for Health. Fear of tech addiction might be a bit overblown. This from a study at the University of Colorado Boulder, looking at technology use and the impact of parents putting restrictions on kids. Lead author Stephanie Malborn is a professor of sociology at the Institute of Behavioral Science. The school's News Digest, CU Boulder Today, quotes her as saying, "Are lots of people getting addicted to tech as teenagers and staying addicted as young adults?" The answer from our research is no. Malborn also saying that what we do as parents matters less than most of us believe it will. Co-author Joshua Good, a doctoral student in sociology, said many of those fears were anecdotal, but now that we have some data, they aren't bearing out. Nearly 1,200 young adults were surveyed, 56 of them undergoing extensive interviews. The data was collected before the pandemic began, but the authors say that should ease parents' minds over all that extra lockdown screen time. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
That's one of the hidden benefits of what's happened is that Trumpism as a movement, as an insurgency, is much weaker today than it was 24 hours ago. In a sense, power is already passing from Donald Trump to his successor, Joe Biden, but also to those around him. Whether the 25th Amendment or some other mechanism can be used to prevent him from having control over nuclear weapons, the instruments of government in these final 13 days, I don't know, but I do know that his movement that threatens our country, not just this week, next week, but for the next rest of my lifetime, is weaker because of the insurgent, the reckless, violent insurgency that happened.
And that is David Ignatius, good friend of the show, foreign policy expert, great contacts, not a fan of the president, but does point out something that I think is true. The Trump brand, even after he lost, was so much stronger than it is today. He's really hurt it over the last 5 weeks. So I'm alerted to this story in Tulsa World, and that's a publication. Senator James Inhofe, he's a big supporter of the president. He said he talked to Mike Pence yesterday, and he said, "I've known Mike Pence forever. I've never seen Pence as angry as he was today," meaning yesterday. Quote, "I had a long conversation with him. He said, after all the things I've done for Trump, and one of the things he did, as President Trump, he says he was so angry, he was blind with rage at Mike Pence for not stopping the confirmation of the Electoral College." And then he tweeted out that he's got to show some courage. And on the stage yesterday, he said, "Mike Pence better do the right thing." So he totally overstepped. The president's just got to come out and qualify it. There's nothing that will substitute for that. Sarah, listening online in Tennessee. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. Good morning, Mr. Kilmeade. I wanted to make a few comments. Donald Trump, as president of the free world, is there to set an example for people and for common decency in this world. And he's not there for his own personal selfish reasons. In the deepest part of your heart as a human being, you're supposed to reach in
And may I say and preface this, when you have information that you felt like you were cheated, and you have information, we could all say we have information, but my information was stolen. So therefore, I have no proof that I could tell you what really happened. You cannot, in the deepest part of your heart, you have to rise above the wickedness of this world and realize that you are a bigger human being. And it's not about what this world's about. It's about who you are inside. And if you can't rise above it, it shows your true character. It shows who you really are. And it shows that God has created everyone equally, but some people don't use that equalness. They use it above other people, and they use it to their advantage. Now, I will tell you this. Donald Trump is not an angel. He's cheated people in his life. He's also, as a human being, he's mistreated other people. And God showed Donald Trump in the end what he saw. And Donald Trump...
I don't, you know, Sarah, I can't tell you. Let's not speak for God. All I can tell you is Donald Trump has not shined over the last 6 weeks. And when Jim Inhofe and Mike Pence have problems with the way he behaves, and Tom Cotton can't go along with it, and Lindsey Graham came out and said what he said... I tried to make it better, and I'm out. Listen to this. Cut 17.
Trump and I, we've had a hell of a journey. I hate it being this way. Oh, my God, I hate it. From my point of view, he's been a consequential president. But today, first thing you'll see, all I can say is count me out. Enough is enough.
Jerry, listening in Jacksonville, Florida, OKV. Jerry.
What a joke. Now enough is enough. I've been saying it for 4 years. We've been screaming it for 4 years. Never Trumpers have been screaming it for 4 years. Now it's a bridge too far.
You don't think it is?
Down our capital.
Listen.
If they were black, Brian, they would have been shot from the rooftop of that Capitol.
Oh, stop. There's no race involved in this. This woman was white that got shot in the neck. Please don't bring we really need to bring controversial to an insurgency into Capitol Hill. Please don't bring, I mean, come on, there's enough race involved in so much. This is not racial oriented. Wow. BrianKilmeadShow.com. Get it anytime, anywhere.
Getting hearing aids is a hassle. Where to go? Who to trust? All the back and forth to the doctor's office to get them just right. And they're really expensive. As someone with hearing loss, I understand. As someone who lives in 2021, I just don't. That's why I created a breakthrough way to deliver premium hearing aids and care right to your couch, all for thousands less. I'm Nicole Ketterett, co-founder of Lively. Lively hearing aids are FDA-approved, Bluetooth-enabled, and produce a rich, natural sound. They're programmed by doctors, delivered directly to your door. So, how do you meet your doctor? Remotely. In fact, you do everything online, which is what makes Lively so innovative. From the research-backed hearing test to get you started, to video chatting with Lively audiologists. Better hearing has never been easier.
Try Lively free for 100 days at listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. Listenlively.com. For eligible individuals only, Lively not sold in North Dakota, Oregon, or West Virginia. See website for details and important safety information.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Sam did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for both.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
breaking news this hour. From townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The incoming chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee calling the Capitol a crime scene with evidence that needs to be preserved.
Senator Mark Warner has written 11 telecommunication and social media companies asking them to immediately preserve content and associated metadata connected to the attack on the Capitol. Those companies include mobile carriers AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, and from the social media world, Apple, Facebook, Gab, Google, Parler, Signal, Telegram, and Twitter. Warner says the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are trying to piece together what happened, and messaging data to and from those companies' subscribers could be critical evidence in bringing rioters to justice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Democrats plan to start impeachment proceedings Monday against President Trump. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt called the talk ridiculous, noting it would be virtually impossible, adding both House and Senate Democrat leaders know that, and the only reason to proceed would be for just pure politics. The developers of the now-canceled Atlantic Coast Pipeline are laying out plans for how they want to go about unwinding their work and restoring disturbed land.
In a filing with federal regulators, the pipeline company proposed an approximately 24-month timeline for efforts in West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina. Progress on the pipeline project ranged from none to essentially complete in some areas. The plan outlines where the company plans to clean up felled trees and where they plan to leave them behind. It also proposes abandoning the roughly 30 miles of installed pipe in place.
Jeremy House reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatened to expand his nuclear arsenal as he disclosed a list of high-tech weapon systems under development, saying the fate of relations with the United States depends on whether it abandons its hostile policy. His comments came during a key meeting of the ruling party earlier this week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
More and more airlines are saying no to emotional support animals.
United Airlines is the latest. United has announced that starting with flights in February, it will no longer accept emotional support animals. It will let trained service dogs fly for free in the cabin, but owners of other animals will have to pay a pet fee to put them in the cargo hold or a carrier that fits under a seat. Alaska, American, and Delta have announced similar changes. The airline moves come after the Transportation Department allowed them to crack down on the growing number of emotional support animals on planes. John Scott reporting.
Roku is buying short-lived streaming service Quibi's content library to bolster content for its free channel. Roku built its business as a hub for other streaming services, but recently has been building up the content library for its own channel. Quibi, short for Quick Bites, announced it was shutting down in October, just months after its April launch. More at townhall.com. A man who allegedly spat on random people while jogging in a Los Angeles suburb because they weren't wearing masks has been arrested.
Glendale police say James Howard was arrested and booked for investigation of battery, elder abuse, and committing a hate crime. The man allegedly taunted his victims, whose ages range from 13 to 78, and used racial slurs during some of the unprovoked assaults, a police news release stated. Police had released a bulletin with photos of the shirtless man as they had sought help to identify the suspect. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Midland, Texas home where former President George W. Bush spent his childhood under study now for a possible designation as a national park. The National Park Service has scheduled a virtual meeting later this month to review a special resource study on what has been named the George W. Bush Childhood Home. The Congress directed that study in 2019. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Cotton. Senator Tom Cotton's been as loyal to the president as anybody, but he also last night tweeted out that the president really has to concede the election and commit to a peaceful transfer of power. Short time after, he got that commitment from the president. Not directly, but there's no doubt about it. The president does respect him. Tom Cotton was not going over with the Ted Cruz move to challenge three separate states yesterday before literally all hell broke loose. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We were told that we couldn't win this election. But tonight, we prove that with hope, anything is possible.
It is with humility that I thank the people of Georgia for electing me to serve you in the United States Senate.
There you go. Unbelievably, the president's behavior since losing has led to the Democrats winning two seats in Georgia, winning the Senate. Chuck Schumer, now majority leader, the arch nemesis of the president of the United States and fellow New Yorker. Unbelievable.
Number two.
The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
The president, there you go. The vice president making it official. Lawmakers come back and gavel in 4 o'clock in the morning and make Joe Biden the president-elect officially. Trump and the vice president are not speaking, and now Trump does commit to transitioning from power, though does not admit he lost.
Number one.
KS at the Capitol. A generational event, a terrible standard in American history. 4 are killed as angry protesters decide to become rioters, most of them pro-Trumpers. The president's speech lit the fire. Rudy Giuliani did not help. The fallout for the president might be something he cannot overcome. And putting in perspective, Chris Wallace was all part of the coverage yesterday. Chris, as much as you've experienced, you probably never thought you'd see that.
Nope, and I sure hope I never see it again. Good morning, Brian. You know, I was thinking back when I first came to Washington in 1978, one of my first jobs for NBC News was to cover the Senate. And they had a thing then, I don't know if they still have it, called dugout chatter, where the Senate majority leader, then a Democrat from West Virginia named Robert Byrd, would call all the beat reporters onto the Senate floor at the beginning of each day to talk about what was going to happen in the session that day, what the schedule was. And I never could pay attention because I was always so overwhelmed being on the floor of the Senate and looking and thinking that's the desk where John F. Kennedy sat and that's the desk where Henry Clay sat and you know, on and on. To be right there and to watch the scenes yesterday of these thugs, these anarchists, these terrorists, free reign of the Capitol, sitting in the seat of the presiding officer where Vice President Pence had sat during the Senate debate just an hour before, it was, you know, I don't want to overstate, but it was like a desecration of a place of religion. If you believe in democracy in this country, this is the citadel of democracy, the U.S. Senate, and to see these thugs running around there, it was just horrifying. I never saw it before. I hope I never see it again.
Yeah, here's what it sounded like if you were in the building. Cut one. Have you ever heard that announcement?
No, of course not. We've never seen anything like this before. I know I'm old. I wasn't around in 1814 when the British burned the Capitol, and that's the last time that the U.S. Capitol was under direct assault. I mean, you had duly elected members of Congress, senators, congressmen, fleeing for their lives before a mob, and they were involved in exercising Article 2 of the Constitution to certify the vote for President of the United States, and a mob forced them to run for their lives. To me, I guess the image that I'm always going to remember from, and there's so many from yesterday, but the one I'm going to remember is that shot from inside the House. The Capitol Police, plainclothes Capitol Police, had put some tables and bookcases and stuff up against the door, and on both sides of the door, with their guns drawn, trying to protect members of the House who were still there in the chamber from a mob that was trying to break in. If you saw it in some, I don't know, distant country where people have banana republics, third world countries, you'd sit there and be horrified. To have it happen in Washington, D.C., in the greatest country on earth, I mean, it still makes my blood boil thinking about it.
I know. So, you know, the President of the United States, it's not an act. He actually believes this election was robbed from him. And 45,000 votes difference in three separate states that he felt he won definitely gets under your skin. You know, Hillary Clinton's still not over it. But the way he has acted since has overwhelmed, in my humble opinion, everything he accomplished. And I think had everything to do with those two losses in Georgia. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's acted like a damn fool since November 3rd. And you know, somebody wins, somebody loses. And you talk about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton conceded the next day. Is she angry about it? Does she lash out? Do I think that's attractive? No. But you know, you can't compare that to Donald Trump. Look, this was an extremely incendiary situation. This was like dry tinder. And Donald Trump went onto the mall in front of a crowd of tens of thousands of people yesterday, and he put a flame to the tinder. You look at what he said. He said, we're never going to concede. We're not going to accept this. We're going to march down to the Capitol. Of course, he didn't march to the Capitol. He took his limousine back to the White House, and they mobbed the Capitol. And let's be honest. It's too easy just to blame this all on Donald Trump. I think we have to think about all the politicians who played into this. We have to think about the media that played into this and kept propagating these false thoughts. These claims, I'm not saying you can't bring claims and you have to just simply accept what a state says, but they were all adjudicated. There were 50 cases. They were adjudicated by Trump judges. They were adjudicated in the Supreme Court. They wouldn't even hear the cases.
Well, that was the main complaint for Trump supporters is they wouldn't hear it. But
I know, but the reason they wouldn't hear it is because there was no case.
Right. In some cases where there wasn't enough time. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to agree with you.
Let me just say, anybody who propagated those thoughts, especially after December 14th, when they were certified under the Constitution, plays a role in what happened yesterday. And people ought to think about it.
I'm going to take another step back. I'll accept that. But I'm going to take a further step back. And I'm going to say to you that when you rip up the State of the Union, when you spend 2 years saying that your guy is not really elected. It was the Russians that flipped votes and put him in there. His colluding with Vladimir Putin that happened. When you have an impeachment that took place while a pandemic is taking root. When this type of thing happens nonstop, he wins, you lose, he wins, you lose. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And when you see this stuff take place, people get enraged. And that's why you see smoke bombs in the White House that was almost breached in a riot. You see a church, a historic church, St. John's Church, almost burned to the ground. So, and then when you see protests get confronted by Black Lives Matters or their RNC convention empties out, and next thing you know, rioters are in their face threatening people without legs like Brian Mast. People see that, and that plays into all of this.
I agree with a lot of what you said. Not everything, but I agree with a lot of it. There's certainly blame to go around on both sides. Let's also put into that the people who saw that police officer in Minneapolis for 8 minutes and 36 seconds
yep.
squeeze the life out of George Floyd and reacted to that. So, you know, it's on both sides. But having said all that, and I there's plenty of
and then add in the pandemic.
One of the things you talk about, Nancy Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union, when you think back on it, really just awful. But having said that, that is all of a different kind from what we saw yesterday.
True.
What we saw yesterday was the duly elected members of the House and the Senate forced to run for their lives while they were trying to fulfill their constitutional duties while a mob took over the Capitol for the first time since the War of 1812. You're right that there's a lot of fault on both sides, and the repair is to come from both sides. But yesterday was different.
True. Part of what, and I think Rudy Giuliani is such good friends with the president, you have a responsibility to not lead him down a rose-covered path that he has this, he's been robbed again. And listen to this, cut 14.
Over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So, let's have trial by combat.
Number one, what does that even mean? But I thought that the minute I heard that, I said, did he write that down? What is he talking about? But look what happened.
I had not heard that, trial by combat. You know, a lot of people, I mean, he was America's mayor. A lot of people have a lot of respect for Rudy Giuliani, and they deserved it for how he saw us through 9/11. I think he's become an embarrassment. And you know, you think of all the people who have egged this president on. Look, he's responsible. He's a big boy. He's the president of the United States. He's responsible for his actions. And today, to see these people like Mick Mulvaney, former chief of staff, and Matt Pottinger, with only 13 days to go, resigning because they just can't be part of this anymore. General Dunford, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, talking about the responsibility of the president. Jim Mattis talking about a man without a country. I know there are some of your listeners who are going to say, oh, they're rhinos. Oh, they're no, these are distinguished Americans who've been around long before Donald Trump was president, understand the country is going to go on long after Donald Trump leaves the scene in 13 days, and understand there's something much bigger at stake than a man's fact that hurt that he got defeated.
100%. And, you know, it's awkward for me, for WABC is a great affiliate, and Rudy's got a show on here, and he's been a great guest of ours. He's always candid. He's available, providing insight. But I just can't agree with what he did in the Ukraine, the way he handled it, the people he brought into the president's life who ended up being as corrupt as the day is long, and then leading the charge and giving the president false hope. I know of someone extremely close to the president who just went up to Rudy Giuliani and said, just give me 200 dead people, and I will make a case that there's 20,000, because if you can get that in 3 weeks, it's probably much more. I'll get it back to you. Never gets back to him.
So that's just it. If you walk up to the president and you, the president believes in you and says, listen, I got 50,000 people who were told to turn around because they already voted. And I got these dead people from out of state voting who were born in 1812. The president believes it. And this guy gets paid $20,000 a week to do it on people's $20 donations.
I'm going to ask you a question, Brian. I mean, we're friends. We respect each other. We like each other. You know, we have fought about Donald Trump and some of his things over these years, these 4 years. Does this make you reassess this president?
No. This is it. And when he does things, and if you Google my name, you can see it, I say it. But I can look past the unorthodox things. I don't overreact like Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and everybody in these other channels. But I cannot condone how he acted from November 4th till today. The other stuff I go, I don't agree with. Okay, I'll say it. George Bush didn't come up with an inside job on 9/11. He didn't make up stories of weapons of mass destruction to get to Iraq. Mitt Romney is not an idiot. I'm not going to go with that. But I will say I cannot agree with the way he's acted since losing the election. And that's it. It doesn't mean he didn't try to straight up.
And you've been really straight about it, and I appreciate that, and I respect it. We've got different jobs. I'm a reporter. You're
everything.
You're everything. I don't know how to describe you.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to call balls and strikes in the end. You got to say this is over the line. This is over the plate. This is way low and outside. And we got to do it. And honestly, and I know I get a lot of mean emails. You probably get some less. I'm sure you're getting some right now. You know what we really owe the audience is our best assessment of the truth. And incidentally, let me agree with you. Some of the people on some other of the cable networks who are talking about all kinds of stuff, I call that performative outrage. You know, it's I'm gonna make myself look good by saying something outrageous, and it gets clickbait. You know, we gotta stay in our lane. And I'm gonna call balls and strikes. I'm not gonna call for somebody's head, and I'm also not gonna kowtow to them either. And I think that's what we owe the audience in the end.
And people will see that with you shortly because Joe Biden's taking over in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, excuse me.
And you know what? I'm going to call balls and strikes with him just as I did with this president.
Absolutely.
And
hopefully,
there'll be plenty of both.
And my last thing, and I'm up against a hard break, my last thing is my hope is that people start doing deals now and having the courage to do them instead of saying, I win, you lose. Let's just go in it like sports. We try to get the best deal possible for the issues that mean the most. Chris Wallace, thanks so much.
Let me just say, if that happens, then yesterday will have been worth it. Thank you.
I hear you. Thanks so much. Back in a moment with your calls. Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I just tried this wonderful, Catalicious Dynavite for cats. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 93-year-old retired Air Force colonel known as Mr. Fix-It makes today's Dean's List for giving back to his community. John Hobson, who lives with his family in Ohio, has been whittling walking sticks to sell to his community for $3 apiece. His grandson, Rob Hobson, says all of the money earned is donated to a local food bank. He says it's something to keep him active. He'll sit out in the shop and my grandfather will whittle the sticks down. It was something John Hobson did last Christmas when he made all 9 grandchildren and their spouses personalized walking sticks. Rob says his grandpa has made about 100 walking sticks already. The sign says $3 per stick, but they also accept other donations. What the Hobsons quickly realize is the community is more than happy to help. So far this year, he has received $500 in donations, which he gives to the local food pantry. John Hobson, you're amazing. And you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the stars of Sister of the Groom. Alicia Silverstone brings the drama to her brother's destination wedding in the comedy.
At every turn, all kinds of chaos happens. There's drugs. There's other men. There's all kinds of crazy things that happen in this movie around this wedding.
Silverstone plays Audrey, a mother of twins, struggling with turning 40 years old and is reminded of her own imperfections when she meets her perfect younger sister-in-law who ends up rubbing her the wrong way.
She's so relatable. Everyone has their insecurities and the things they struggle with. And this character, you know, she had a career that she loved and she became a mom and sort of she chose that path. But then there's always this part of her that's unsatisfied and unsettled.
The film reunites Silverstone with her Diary of a Wimpy Kid co-star Tom Everett Scott. He plays a supportive husband who stands by his wife during her midlife crisis.
I think that it is important for a man to support the woman he loves through these crazy times. I mean, they're going to happen for both. You know, they have to do it for each other.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir did, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us to vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back. Only got a couple of minutes here. I went a little long. Jessica, listening on the app in Tennessee. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Brian. Good to speak to you. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say that the guy that called earlier and said, you know, that you don't know that the guy sitting in Pelosi's chair was a Trump supporter. I'm from the South. There's no doubt in my mind that the people that were in there were Trump supporters and not Antifa. Number one, because they didn't try to set the Capitol on fire. And to me, that's what Antifa does. They riot and they loot.
But they did have some pipe bombs. They did find Molotov cocktails. They did wear helmets and they did have rope, but that could be other groups. But Mr. and Mrs. Johnson from Wisconsin, who loves the president, have never been a problem. In fact, they've been victims. They show up with their families to support Trump, to be at a rally. A lot of times they end up getting beat up or threatened. This is the first time, right? Where were the riots on November 4th? They didn't have them because Trump people don't riot. This time they snapped, many of them. And there's no doubt there was probably some infiltration there. But so much went wrong leading there.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Tyrus and Tim.
Ladies, this is why you must not laugh at men's jokes.
Yes,
And try and, like, make them, like, think, like, if you're as a way of flirting. Because then they will run around thinking they're funny.
Yep.
Like, Cam is not funny at all. And I told him that. He's like, oh, other girls, like, laugh at my jokes. I'm like, that's because they were trying to sleep with you.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Next on House of Broken Dreams, you'll meet one of Jennifer Kessie's best friends who takes us back to the day Jennifer disappeared.
We all knew something was very wrong. This wasn't anyone that would ever just leave or not contact. There's no way. And obviously it was for the reason it is still today that someone abducted her or something happened to her.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to the Media Buzz Meter with Howard Kurtz.
Assange was charged with 17 counts of espionage and one of computer misuse over the WikiLeaks publication of those thousands of leaked military and diplomatic documents. Now, his lawyers say, oh, he's acting as a journalist. I'd like to see that testimony in court. I've never regarded Julian Assange as a journalist. I don't think he takes the precautions that journalists do. I think he just tries to do damage to America.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff, but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
For Kathy Lee Gifford, faith is the fuel that drives her success and keeps her moving forward.
But it's not my faithfulness that defines my life. It's God's faithfulness to me. So I'm just continuing on this journey I started with him all those years ago. It's taken me all over the world. It's taken me to the pinnacle of success and to the pit of hell in different ways. But he has always been alongside me.
Gifford is multi-talented, singer, actress, author, as well as the iconic host of the long-running talk show Regis and Kathy Lee. 5 years ago, she became a widow, and this past summer mourned the death of her longtime friend and co-host, Regis Philbin. But she has not retired and instead is excited about a new chapter in her life, new projects and opportunities, and offers inspiration and encouragement to others in her new book, It's Never Too Late.
Absolutely no expiration date on Believers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep doing God's will and by his grace until the day he takes me home to an even greater adventure.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The day started out, you know, tremendous. We had a huge crowd, hundreds of thousands of people showing up at the Ellipse where the president came and spoke to we the people. Unfortunately, the day that was so great this morning has been overshadowed by what took place at the Capitol this afternoon. And, you know, a few bad actors have completely spoiled it, not just for the people that were there and the president and all the other dignified people that were on our stage, but...
That is Kylie Jane Kremer. She's one of the organizers in the March to Save America, which was the March to Save America. That happened right after the president spoke. They all marched down, not the president, but they marched down to the Capitol. And they end up breaching the walls going in, and we saw what happened. Four people end up dead. One person shot in the neck. She seems to have, if this is the same person, a big supporter of the president's to the point where she's actually a member of QAnon, according to her social media pages. Not that that makes it right, but she had been jumping over this barrier. Cops told her not to. She did anyway, and she got shot. That's how violent things got. Joining us now, a man that does not need explanation about what happened. He lived it. I imagine to a degree was living his infantry days. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, it's good to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
So do you believe it was a few bad actors from what you know? I know you haven't done a thorough investigation. I mean, it seemed like more than a few bad actors.
Yeah, so Brian, I just have to go based on what I've seen on television. You know, I never saw one of the protesters in person. I'm not sure any senator did from our vantage point. But obviously there's more than just a few bad actors. If you look at the shots from the television screen, it looked like a few hundred roaming the halls of the Capitol, every one of which was committing a federal crime by doing so, some of which committed serious federal crimes, and every one of them should be held accountable and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
So where were you?
We started out in the Senate chamber, Brian. At 1 o'clock, we walked to the House chamber. Senator Cruz objected to the Arizona ballots under the federal law that governs the counting of electoral ballots. We returned to the Senate chamber, and speeches began. We were probably four or five speeches in when the Secret Service hustled the vice president off the presiding officer's chair and hustled Chuck Grassley, the president pro tem of the Senate, up there. And Senator Grassley merely gaveled the Senate into recess, and his security detail hustled him out as well. And at that point, the Capitol police officers on the scene locked the doors of the Senate and the Senate gallery as a way to protect the senators and the staff and the support personnel around the Senate chamber. You know, really the first I knew that there was anything happening outside was, I think, from Mitt Romney, who may have heard it on social media from his staff, that cannon on the House side of the Capitol is being evacuated. I had a staffer of mine bring over a Leatherman tool that could be used as a weapon in extremis, but fortunately it never came to that. And after probably half an hour or so on the Senate floor, the Capitol Police made the decision to remove all the senators from the Senate floor to a secure location on the campus until they could get control of the Capitol again and we could return to conduct our business.
So one of the things that I find most astounding about this, and there's so much that hopefully is unprecedented, is the big schism between the vice president and the president. The president evidently had lunch with the vice president 2 days ago, at which time he said, listen, don't okay this Electoral College vote. And Mike Pence, according to the New York Times, said, I don't have no choice. He looked into it. He has no choice. And when the president said he was so incensed, he was almost seeing red. When Mike Pence wrote a letter saying, I'm going to be gaveling in the final results as vice president, I don't have any choice. And then the president tweeted out questioning Mike Pence's courage. James Inhofe in today's Tulsa World Paper said, quote, I've known Mike Pence forever. I've never seen Pence as angry as he was today. I had a long conversation with him. He said, after all the things I've done for Trump, where do you stand?
If the vice president was angry, he does a very good job of concealing his anger because he seemed calm and dutiful throughout the proceedings. And look, the vice president's letter lays out the legal reasoning of that is the only inevitable conclusion, which is that his job is ministerial. The vice president cannot simply decide which electoral votes to count and which not. If so, then Al Gore could have made himself president 20 years ago, or for that matter, Joe Biden could have been Hillary Clinton president 4 years ago. So that's obviously not the case. Mike Pence understood the law and the Constitution, and he acted in accordance with them yesterday.
So are you surprised? I mean, this friction, they are not speaking. There was a report that Mark Short, his chief of staff, was not allowed at the White House. Have you tried to reach out to the president?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously not privy to the conversations between the president and the vice president. But all I can say is that Mike Pence followed the law yesterday, as he should have.
Wow. You have a legal background, don't you?
Regrettably, Brian, thanks for reminding your audience.
But I can tell by the way you're answering questions.
Sort of chapter of my past.
Look,
I mean, I'm by far the best lawyer in the Senate, and I've been clean for 15 years from being a lawyer. But it's pretty clear, and just common sense stands to reason as well. The outgoing vice president cannot possibly be the determinant of who the incoming president will be. The American people have that job. It's not the vice president. It's not the Congress. It's the American people acting through the Electoral College.
So I want you to hear what Dave Ignatius of the Washington Post had to say.
That's one of the hidden benefits of what's happened is that Trumpism as a movement, as an insurgency, is much weaker today than it was 24 hours ago. In a sense, power is already passing from Donald Trump to his successor, Joe Biden, but also to those around him. Whether the 25th Amendment or some other mechanism can be used to prevent him from having control over nuclear weapons, the instruments of government in these final 13 days, I don't know. But I do know that his movement that threatens our country, not just this week, next week, but for the next rest of my lifetime, is weaker because of the reckless, violent insurgency that happened.
Do you believe the president's weaker after the way what has happened over the last few weeks?
Well, Brian, I'll just say this. David Ignatius is the central spokesman for the Washington establishment. And, of course, he wants to see a lot of the big policy victories we've had over the last 4 years reversed. He wants higher taxes. He wants open borders and more migrant workers coming to our country to drive down American wages. He wants more regulation of the private economy and schools. He wants a military that is more restrained and a foreign policy that is more deferential and gives concessions to our adversaries. But nothing that happened yesterday changes the many accomplishments we've seen over the last 4 years, nor does it change the fact that a sizable number of Americans, 75 million in the last election alone, to say nothing of those who didn't vote, believe in a strong military, and they want lower taxes, and they want a government that protects them from crime in the streets and protects their jobs and their communities from the threat of uncontrolled immigration. None of that is going away, and it's not weak. And in fact, the Republican Party today remains in a stronger position than we were the last two times a Republican president left office, 1993 and 2009. You can just look at the numbers in the Congress and the state legislatures and see that that's a simple fact.
And what he's done in 4 years would have set him up to be the next coming of Grover Cleveland and coming back in 2024 if he wanted. But his dismount has been controversial, to say the least. He actually went after you a couple of days ago because you weren't going to go along with Ted Cruz's protests on three separate states on the electoral total. What was that like?
No, it was fine, Brian. Look, I simply did my job as a senator in accordance with the Constitution, just as the Constitution and federal law doesn't give the vice president some kind of power to determine the next president. It doesn't give Congress the power to reverse the results of the election. That's what some of these senators were effectively trying to do. They were trying to overturn the results of the election. They were misleading their supporters. They were giving them false hope that somehow yesterday might have resulted with President Trump staying in office beyond January 20th. Some of them were even sending fundraising emails when insurrectionists were literally storming the Capitol. But it can't be the case that 535 politicians in Washington get to negate the results of 160 million Americans voting. That's simply not what the American people, regardless of their political views, expect from their leaders. And that would establish a very unwise precedent. And I suspect a lot of people who believe it this time around would not like it if the shoe were on the other foot.
So, for example, if Hillary Clinton went to these legal gymnastics, if there was a protest on Capitol Hill when the Electoral College is being banged, gaveled in, and then a storming of the – if the shoe was on the other foot, it doesn't look good for Republicans, is what you're saying.
Well, no. So the point that I laid out in my statement earlier this week and then in an op-ed in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette is if Republicans in the Congress had taken the step of trying to reject these electors, first, not only would it fail, I mean, obviously Nancy Pelosi's Democratic House would never reject Joe Biden's electors, but second, it would give the Democrats the ground to do the exact same thing in 4 or 8 years the next time a Republican president wins. Remember, the Democrats hate the Electoral College. They want to eliminate it. Imagine if we had tried to reject all these electors, and in 4 or 8 years, Democrats had the majority in the Congress. They might simply say, we're not going to recognize your electors, not because we believe there are irregularities in the election or anything like that. We just don't like the Electoral College, and our candidate won the popular majority, and that's what we're going to do. If Congress has the power to choose the president this year, then Congress has the power to choose the president in 4 years and in every election after that. That's why this was a very unwise precedent, and I'm glad Congress didn't pursue it.
So there's an editor in the New York Times who asked Tom Cotton to write an editorial on why he believes federal troops should have been used in Washington. And she got fired for asking you to write an editorial. She is now with Politico, and she writes this. I should probably take a pause for a programming note, since you might be wondering why I'm here, doing here. About a week ago, the editors of Politico kindly asked me to be the first in a rotation of outside writers, honored with the chance to write a newsletter before the new playbook team takes over. You may have seen me getting bounced out because of my editorial with Tom Cotton, arguing for the use of military to prevent the rioting that accompanied some of the peaceful protests over the summer. As our editorial made clear, I disagree with Cotton. That was one reason I supported running the piece. And so I hope it doesn't make me a hypocrite now to say that I wish the military had been used in force on Wednesday to stop the rioting and protect what Biden called the citadel of liberty. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Brian, it's another example of the shoe being on the other foot and pinching a little bit. Last summer, insurrection gripped our streets. You had insurrectionists attacking federal property in Lafayette Park, trying to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson, just like they attacked the Capitol, federal property, yesterday. And what was right last summer was right yesterday. There can be no quarter for insurrectionists. And the full extent of law enforcement needs to be called out to stop it, and if necessary, federal troops as well. Fortunately, it wasn't necessary last summer. Fortunately, it wasn't necessary last summer. But mob violence for political purposes can never be tolerated. It doesn't matter what your sign says. It cannot be tolerated.
And are you just find it rich that all these Democrats are now for law and order when they ignored 200-plus days in Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, and New York City?
I'm certainly glad that the Democrats did not defund the Capitol Police last summer at the height of their movement to defund police around the country.
All right. Senator Cotton, it's definitely perilous times. Thanks so much for all you do, for being the eye of the storm and keeping us updated on what's going on in Washington.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Good to be on with you.
All right. Same here. 1-866-408-7669. Wow. A lot going on. We're also riding the news. A resignation from Mick Mulvaney has come across. He was a former chief of staff. Now he's just an ambassador to Northern Ireland, but he wants to get out right away. He says one of the reasons more people don't leave the White House, according to Mick, is that they're afraid they're going to be replaced by somebody worse. There really a lot of people are upset at the president inside the White House, it seems, and with Mark Meadows. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
You know, there's all sorts of ways you could have explained it away. I did more for this country in 4 years than any president had ever done in 8 years. You know, you won't have me to kick around anymore, but I did all of this, and it was the Chinese flu that brought us down, and good luck with Sleepy Joe. I'm out of here. That would have been one way to exit.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
It skews our thinking when all we see on television or read online or in papers or experience on social media is negative. It skews the proportions. When it is all you see, you tend to think it is all that exists, and we have to be more disciplined. It's not only not all that exists, it's not even the majority of what exists.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, I watched his entire speech this morning. There are 38 allegations he has, factual legal allegations related to election integrity, not a single one of which is going to be solved by scaling the walls of the Capitol. You got to go to the courtroom or go to the state legislatures. None of what he was complaining about this morning is going to be solved by rioting and assaulting the Capitol.
No one puts it quite like Trey Gowdy. And Trey Gowdy is someone who just golfed with the president a few weeks ago. Let's find out if there's even more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
There you go. Joe Biden's going to nominate Merrick Garland for Attorney General. He's looked to be a centrist. He quote, if media reports are correct, I believe Judge Garland would be a sound choice for the next Attorney General. That according to Lindsey Graham. But he's not going to be chairman of every department of every committee because the Republicans are not in charge anymore. Next, everybody should care about this. This is according to Dave Portnoy, the genius Barstool founder. He has set up a fund to bail out those businesses who have been unluckily and unlawfully locked out of doing business, like restaurants and gyms especially. He has raised $18.9 million, and he cannot believe that CNN won't have him on. He told that to Barney and Company. He said, quote, everyone should care about this, close quote. You are 100% right. He has 150,700 supporters. 80 small businesses have been helped, and I am proud to say I contributed as well. Next. Governor Newsom's recall campaign, which he is not supporting, has gotten 1 million signatures. If they get 1.8 million signatures by mid-March, that'll qualify for a recall ballot. It didn't work out really for California last time. They wanted conservative and Arnold Schwarzenegger. They didn't really get that because there's too many Democrats for them to do anything. I bet you Newsom says, good, take this job. I suck at it. Next, Neil Young sells half the rights to his entire catalog to a group called Hib Gnosis. They also have the libraries of Enrique Iglesias, who I find endlessly sexy, as I do Barry Manilow and Timbaland. So I don't really like Neil Young too much, but people seem to. He sings very slow and nasally.
I didn't know you were such an Enrique Iglesias fan.
Of course. He never quite shaves and is always tan. A little jealous. Next. The president will award two medals of freedom sometime this morning to a guy very deserving, one of the greatest people ever, Gary Player, Annika Sorenstam, a great female golfer, and posthumously Babe Zaharias. That's going to be kind of weird. No press allowed. It's a controversial time for the president. Lastly, Katie Couric will take her turn as host of Jeopardy. That according to the LA Times. She, of course, is one of the many people in rotation to try to replace the best game show talk show ever and one of the most beloved figures in American television history, Alex Trebek, who passed away with pancreatic cancer after 37 seasons. Ken Jennings, who was a champion, did the job. Evidently, he's not too good. Katie Couric, probably fine. It's amazing how many jobs she gets and how many people come after her. And guess what? Next. James Comey thinks that Joe Biden's AG should not investigate Donald Trump, even if there is evidence of illegality. He says the FBI director believes there is evidence, but he says that the president-elect Biden's administration should not investigate Trump for a possible criminal case, even if there is maybe evidence, because they want him to focus on other things and be bad for the country. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is proof that there is indeed more to know.
Now you know more, thanks to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And just in, kind of breaking news part, former Attorney General William Barr, who's just been out of the job a week, says President Trump's conduct as a violent mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol was a betrayal of his office and supporters. That's not good. So they did have some friction. They ended on the right way. He said, quote, orchestrating a mob to pressure Congress is inexcusable. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Back in a moment.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost
breakfast can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.